This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
It's called the Great Reset. In the Carolina League, game number 67 of the regular season, and the records wiped clean. 0-0, everybody back together at the top. The start of the second half, a new day inside the Carolina League, and we're glad to bring you through it. Friday night baseball between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth, broadcasting live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app for tonight's radio feed, Valley Live and MILB.TV to watch today's ballgame in HD video quality. Colin, the Woodpeckers didn't win a first-half title, but they're in the race just like everybody else for the second half now. It's a great part about the minor league slate is even if you find yourself down in the division, not like the big league season where everything stays as it is, we reset, records are all clear, and the Woodpeckers try and fight for a playoff spot once again.
And it's a good time, I think, for the reset because we've seen the Woodpeckers develop their offense and their pitching over the last couple of weeks, specifically their pitching. I mean, they've been really strong in the month of June, even despite the sweep in Columbia to kick off the month. The pitching staff certainly held their own against the Fireflies, and they've done a nice job this week as well. And a perfect example of that was the final game of the first half, Jackson Nezu going six innings, giving up just the one run. I mean, you've got guys right now that are starting to show their best stuff of the year, and no different, the guy getting the start tonight to try and move things in the right direction in the second half, Alonzo Treadwell.
Yeah, Treadwell tonight, who's been fantastic in June. He's only given up three earned runs over the span of 13 innings. Went five innings of one-run ball last week against Salem here at home and gets his first start against the Shorebirds in this series tonight. 1-5 with a 6.28 ERA, but that ERA starting to come back down to earth. It was north of 8 at one point before his really strong month of June. Excel Correa, the right-hander out of Havana, Cuba, gets the ball for the Shorebirds. He has no record but a 4.95 ERA, a shortened outing his last time around due to reaching a pitch limit in the first inning. He only went two-thirds of a frame and will be well-rested coming into this one. If you weren't with us last night, the Woodpeckers dropped their first game of this series. It ended a short three-game winning streak. 5-4 their record against the Shorebirds on the year, but still have the upper hand in this series 2-1. Yesterday's final 4-2, the Shorebirds scored three runs in the top of the eighth inning to go in front 4-2. Jackson Nezu put together the first quality start of his career, but was not ultimately able to finish that one out. Did not factor into the decision. Bullpen gave away the lead late, and Delmarva grabbed their 23rd win of the year to close down the first half of the schedule. Fayetteville's first half record concludes at 29-37. We're ready for baseball in just moments. Game number 67 of the regular season, home game 34, but most importantly, game number one of the second half with the records wiped clean. Before we bring you some more numbers on the starting pitchers and the starting lineups as well, we'll step aside for a brief player conversation. Will Bush was a feature conversation of ours just a couple of days ago on Fayetteville Woodpeckers social media, and we'll step aside to let Will Bush tell you about his family background in baseball, career coming up through the Texas junior college level. That's just in one moment. Will Bush here on the pregame show, our guest on this Friday night. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
My name is Will Bush, catcher for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. I'm originally from North Richland Hills, Texas. I went to high school at Birdville High School in North Richland Hills and went to Tyler Junior College out in Tyler, Texas. Growing up, I was a huge Astros fan. Got jerseys from all my favorite players, baseball cards, all that. Huge Astros fan. Growing up in the DFW area, had Rangers fans all around me, so caught a hard time for it, but always supported the Astros growing up. And then getting drafted by them was a dream come true. In the Bush family, baseball has always been a huge thing. My dad grew up playing, my dad's brother grew up playing. They both played at the University of Texas at Arlington. My grandpa still throws me BP to this day. He's 70 years old, but he can still throw some pretty good BP. It's honestly how we all hang out, like get together, watch baseball, practicing, taking BP, big family thing. Growing up, I always wore number 7. Joe Mauer, probably my favorite player that I've ever loved watch play. JT Realmuto is another guy, really good catcher. And then obviously Maldi, a lot of good catchers. Prepping for a day behind the plate, catching, obviously going over, scouting for the other team, having meetings with your pitchers, figuring out what their goals are. I've developed a really good relationship with our pitching staff and our pitching coach, Wilk. Love the way that he helps connect the pitchers and the catchers. You know, just being their best friend. That's my main goal, is just being that guy's best friend and knowing that he has full confidence in me and that all my confidence is in him. Living in Texas, North Carolina, lived at some really good barbecue spots. My favorite type of barbecue, I love a good jalapeno cheddar sausage. That is my favorite kind of barbecue. This has been Will Bush. Go Packers.
Behind the plate catching, number 31, Will Bush. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, number 99, Alonzo Treadwell. Fans, let's hear it for your 2024 Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor our men and women who protect our country. Performing tonight's national anthem, please welcome Rhonda Cherry.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Cherry. And tonight's Sheets Field of Dreams teams, the Hope Mill Steelers and Tar Heel Dixie Youth Baseball. Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And four, right one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We're ready to go for the start of the second half. It's game 4 of 6, number 1 of the second half, between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi again, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth at Segra Stadium. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. So glad to have you with us tonight for the opener of the second half. And Alonzo Treadwell gets the ball for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers today, coming off a very strong outing his last time out at home. 5 innings of one-run ball, 4 strikeouts against the Salem Red Sox. And tonight, Colin, he'll try and establish himself early. The second-round pick out of UCLA, making the progress that I think a lot of Astros farm observers want to see.
Yep, the ERA just a 2.08 so far in the month of June. We've seen him attack the strike zone a lot better. Did not give up any walks in his last outing and struck out 4. So limiting the walks, I think, has been the name of the game for Treadwell. We know he's been really strong against left-handed hitting, and this Delmarva lineup certainly has no shortage of those.
Leads off with Tomas Sosa tonight. Aaron Estrada bats second. He's at second base, and Anderson De Los Santos rounds out the top three of manager Colin Woody's lineup. Treadwell's first pitch of the night is out, and it's fouled back over the net and out of play. We are officially underway tonight, about 5 minutes tardy, 7:10 p.m. on this Friday evening. Boy, the weather is perfect. We are on a great streak right now of sunny and about 89 degrees. Perfect, picturesque night for baseball, and the Friday crowd filing in on video game night. Sosa puts a charge into one, and all Ochoa can do is watch this ball go all the way over Healy's bar, and a deep solo home run for Tomas Sosa to get it started tonight. 1-0 Birds from the jump. 110 going off of the bat. What a shot.
420 feet out of the gate. That type of power, that type of exit velo, big reason why Tomas Sosa is a top 30 prospect in the Orioles system, and quite the rude welcome to the ball game for Alonzo Treadwell.
Sure is. Home run number 4 for Tomas Sosa on the year, and 2 pitches in, it's 1-0 Shorebirds. Now it's Aaron Estrada into the left side. He's hit one out onto the Healy's Bar roofing this week as well. That was in the opener on Tuesday. Takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Estrada at 279 on the year, 6 home runs and 27 RBIs. Treadwell's pitch, the curve, folds into the zone, called a strike, and it's 1-1. The remaining Shorebirds in the lineup today, Anudis Mordaunt, the cleanup hitter, Jake Cunningham bats 5th, Steven Acevedo 6th, and the 7-9, Kevin Guerrero, Michael Hernandez, and Luis Valdez rounding things out. Treadwell gets a cut and miss on a high fastball, and the count to 1-2 on Aaron Estrada.
This is the 3rd home run that Treadwell's given up in the season, and the 1st in the month of June.
Yeah, he's done a good job of limiting the long ball throughout the year. Here's a late swing, and it's flicked foul to keep Estrada alive.
But I'll tell you what, Chappie, this Delmarva lineup and then the Salem lineup that the Woodpeckers saw last week, I wouldn't call them two of the best lineups in the league, but as far as hitting the ball hard, I think they're the two best at that.
Yeah, Delmarva finished the first half with the 2nd most home runs in the Carolina League, 46 in total, now 47 on the year with the leadoff blast from Sosa. 1-2 pitch, a curve, yanked to the right side, couple of skips, fielded off the line by Santander. Treadwell hustling over to receive the underhand and connects with Santander for out number one on the 3-1 putout. So it brings up Anderson De Los Santos. He's struck the ball well this week, has a grand slam along with a triple as he stands in. Let's work around the Woodpeckers defensive alignment.
Yep, Santander at first. Wander Luciano moves to second tonight. Alejandro Nunez the shortstop. Xavier Cassarella back in the lineup at third. Left to right in the outfield, Kenny Gomez, Cesar Hernandez, Neomar Ochoa Jr., and Will Bush doing the catching for Treadwell.
De Los Santos into the right side, the upright stance, powerful righty, 7 homers, 29 RBIs on the year, and a fastball or a curve they make it for Treadwell, called a strike on the high outside corner. Richie Arredondo is our home plate umpire tonight, and Pedro Torres works the bases, the two-man umpiring crew switching positions all series. Pitch coming, and a fastball is in there, quickly 0-2 on De Los Santos. The Umps in black ball caps, black polos, dark gray pants for our radio audience tonight. The Woodpeckers have broken out the 70s uniforms with that three-tone ball cap, the black backing, the white front, the red bill, digital Fayetteville F on the front. That jersey with the white shoulders, the gray, red, black, and white striping down the torso, the star, and the Fayetteville script across the chest. Black numerals on the back of those 70s unis. The 0-2 pitch to De Los Santos misses outside. It goes to 1-2. Black belts with white pants for the Woodpeckers. Delmarva is in the orange uniforms today with the black numeral on the back outlined in white. The 1-2 coming. De Los Santos pops it up, drifting over the first base dugout and foul onto the roof. A black belt, gray pants, and an orange and black pinstripe down the side of those Shorebirds uniforms. It's an interesting uniform that has a big Shorebird logo on the bottom right portion of the jersey. And then a kind of a sweeping logo across the front. It's a unique looking uniform. Pitch misses outside. Delmarva has those Maryland flag unis they broke out on Tuesday as well. I call them top three in the Carolina League with the fashion trends.
Yeah, they've got quite the wide range to pick from.
2-2 pitch now. And a high slider gets De Los Santos swinging. Treadwell put it up above the zone. And he gets De Los Santos climbing the ladder for out number two. Back-to-back putouts for Treadwell after the leadoff home run from Sosa. Two gone, bases clear for cleanup man Anudis Mordan.
Tough three to face after giving up a home run to Sosa. Estrada, De Los Santos, Mordan all near the top of the Carolina League in home runs. But Treadwell has responded about as well as you could.
First pitch on the way. Misses low, a changeup. Four-pitch mix for Treadwell, the four-seam fastball, along with the curveball, slider, and the changeup. So a standard four-pitch mix for the 22-year-old Treadwell, originally born in Marblehead, Massachusetts. Spent most of his time growing up, though, in Southern California. Pitch up and outside, and it goes to 2-0 on Mordan. Mordan with a team-high 10 home runs, 30 RBIs, cleanup hitter throughout the series. And tonight, the Shorebirds catcher, 2-0 pitch, takes a strike. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic native Mordan. He wears the socks high today, those high black socks, slightly open stance, and he bends in that front left knee. The 2-1 takes a slider, just a touch low. Three balls and a strike.
Doesn't just bend that knee, Chappie. His kick when he's trying to time the pitch, very unorthodox as well.
Yeah, a big twist in the hips as the fastball misses outside on the 3-1 pitch, and Treadwell issues the two-out walk to put Mordan aboard and extend the inning. But, yeah, there's a lot of movement in Mordan's pre-pitch stride. Cunningham now, Jake Cunningham, the five-hitter and righty, playing out in right field today for Delmarva.
Shorebirds have done a nice job in this series of scoring early on. They got a run in the series opener in the first inning as well. Of course, the Woodpeckers would go on to take a victory there. So despite fast starts, hasn't always resulted in victories for the Shorebirds.
Got a pitch clock violation going against Treadwell here, and he's trying to clarify with Richie Arredondo maybe the sequencing on the clock behind home plate. Should be 18 seconds with Treadwell working with a runner on now. Clock resets, but Cunningham issued the automatic ball, and he'll begin ahead 1-0. Pitch to Cunningham. Fastball in for his strike, levels it at 1-1. And the Shorebirds team welcomes a reset, an equalizing of the records. This is a group that only came away with three wins in all of April. They were out of it from really the get-go, 3-18 during the month as the ground ball is pulled out to short, backhanded by Nunez deep in the hole, long throw in time to get Cunningham by a few steps and end the top of the first inning. Shorebirds strike first tonight. Tomas Sosa leads off this game, just the second pitch with a solo home run. Woodpeckers will look to respond as they head to the bat rack for the first time. Nunez, Villarreal, and Kenny Gomez get it started when we come back. You're tuned in to Friday Night Baseball in downtown Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Come on, fans, let's make some noise for Bunker! Do you want free
chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, "We want tacos" with me on 3, 1, 2, 3. Excel Correa. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 10, Alejandro Nunez.
Thanks for starting your weekend with us. Friday Night Baseball in game one of the second half. Alejandro Nunez leads it off for the Peckers and fouls away the first pitch from Excel Correa, the righty out of Havana, Cuba, getting the start tonight for the Shorebirds. No record and a 4.95 ERA on the year. Tonight is seventh game and sixth start. 20 innings of work on the year, 14 walks, and a even ratio, a 20 strikeouts over 20 innings as Nunez pulls a breaking ball out towards shallow right center field, comes away with a leadoff single. And instantly, Fayetteville has the tying run aboard. Delmarva out in front first tonight on Tomas Sosa's leadoff home run in the first inning. Brings up Hansel Villarreal in his third game since the call-up from the Florida Complex League.
He has shined over his first two, to say the very least.
Yeah, multiple hits in each of his first two games. A 4-for-8 start to this series for Villarreal. A big cut on the first pitch. It was missed down in the dirt. And it's 0-1 on Villarreal. The Venezuela native called up from the FCL in a corresponding move with Ethan Pecco's promotion on Monday. So the Woodpeckers lost a pitcher, one of their top arms, but gained a catcher. Here's the 0-1. And Villarreal grounds it out to short, scooped by Hernandez to second for one, turned to first, not in time. Villarreal with some speed, and he just beats it out to break up the double play with a last-second lunge. Fielder's choice for Villarreal. Nunez, the leading runner, is retired. One gone for Kenny Gomez. Let's work around the Shorebirds defense now.
Yep. Nudis Mordaunt doing the catching tonight. Steven Acevedo over at first. Aaron Estrada, the second baseman. Michael Hernandez at short. Anderson De Los Santos, the third baseman. Tomas Sosa in left. Luis Valdez in center. Jake Cunningham in right.
Here's Kenny Gomez. And the first pitch missing outside. A little bit low as well. Gomez, a late addition into the lineup. Chase Jaworski taken out of the lineup about an hour prior to the game. So Kenny originally planned to have a day off. He enters into the starting nine today and slots right into the heart of things. Batting third, the Woodpeckers hits leader over the first half of the season. 251 average, 54 total hits, 4 home runs, and 15 doubles. A 316 on base to go along with. Low pitch blocked by Mordaunt. That goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Ochoa Jr. on deck batting cleanup. Cesar Hernandez hits fifth today. Juan Santander is sixth. In the 7-9, Xavier Casarella, Wander Luciano, and Will Bush rounding out the lineup card for second-year manager Ricky Rivera. Now the 3-0 outside, and Kenny Gomez watches the entire way. 4-pitch walk to put 2 on with 1 out. Villarreal heads to second. Gomez is aboard, and Naomar Ochoa, the top RBI man in this series for the Woodpeckers, and tonight's Janet King cleanup hitter digs in.
Walk's been a bit of an issue for Correa in the month of June. He had just 8 in all of May, already 7 now in June in about half the innings.
Working out of the stretch, Correa sets belt high, kicks home. Spins a breaking ball a little bit outside to Ochoa, ball one. Fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup for Correa. Woodpeckers have to be cautious of that sinker ball, which can draw a lot of contact on the ground in spots like this, force it all bases. With one out, the 1-0. And Ochoa lines it into the opposite field. Cunningham cuts over to his right and quickly makes the catch. Ball hit hard by Ochoa, 1-0-1 coming off of the bat. But just a couple steps to the right of Cunningham in right field. Turns into a pretty routine play for out number two. Brings up Cesar Hernandez.
Everything off Nealmar Ochoa Jr.'s bat this week has been loud. He had about three well-hit fly balls yesterday that resulted in outs. Eventually, these balls are going to start finding the gaps out there.
Here's Hernandez trying to right the ship after a three-strikeout day yesterday. Swings at the first pitch, bounces it out to second. It's gloved by Estrada, runs towards first, flips to Acevedo, and that'll end the Woodpeckers' threat in the bottom of the first. Fayetteville picks up an Alejandro Nunez single, strands two additional runners, and goes scoreless in the first. It's 1-0 Shorebirds after one in the opener of the second half from Segra Stadium.
Fans, don't miss your chance to get a Miles Morales bobblehead. Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates tomorrow for Marvel Superhero Night to receive one courtesy of your friends from the Governor's Institute. Make sure to enter your name in tonight's raffle to have a chance to win a Nintendo Switch or one of two PlayStation gift cards. Head to Guest Services to place your name in the raffle box. Last chance to enter will be at the middle of the fourth inning. You must be present to win.
Train rumbles by as we begin the top of the second inning. Delmarva out in front 1-0 here in our Friday night second half opener. Alonzo Treadwell returns to the mound, missed high with a curve. Next pitch yanked on the ground, foul. Righty Steven Acevedo in a 1-1 count. Solo home run from Tomas Sosa, giving the Shorebirds the early lead. He hit just the second pitch of the game. Offered up by Treadwell over the right field wall, estimated distance of 420. It was a blast. Here in the second, Acevedo followed by Kevin Guerrero and Michael Hernandez. The wind of the 1-1 down to the dirt. Two balls and a strike on Acevedo. 263 hitter on the season, four home runs and 23 RBIs. Acevedo originally out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. The 2-1 pitch. High fastball lifted opposite field. Ochoa drifting over, tracking in the sunlight, and makes the catch for out number one. So Acevedo flies out. Treadwell has retired four of the five he's faced after the leadoff home run. That'll bring up designated hitter Kevin Guerrero. Some of the theme music you'll hear tonight in the ballpark and on the broadcast is in line with our video game night theme tonight. We've brought in some old school video game consoles and machines, arcade games that are located down on the concourse today. The video board is themed out with Mario characters and Pac-Man characters, and everybody, I think, likes a little bit of a flashback night when it comes to video games. Cool look at Kevin Guerrero's headshot tonight. The 1-0 pitch misses just outside. I know you were big on the early MVP baseball games, Colin.
Yeah, I was playing it last night.
So was I, yeah.
I had a Twins franchise going that just got derailed at the deadline. Yikes. Johan Santana out for the year.
Oh, boy, playing at the old Metrodome. 2-0 pitch up high and outside. Yeah, I must admit, we've got a GameCube at home that lets you play some of the old school games?
Yeah, it's a Nintendo Wii, but you can play GameCube play games on it. Really, really versatile console.
3-0 pitch, a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Yeah, that's the kind of life we live. Five woodpecker workers all in one house. Play a lot of video games, and tonight we can appreciate video game night. Here's the 3-0 pitch up and outside, and that's ball four. Guerrero draws the four-pitch walk and heads to first. Michael Hernandez will make it aboard. Step in. Guerrero makes it aboard. One on with one out for Hernandez, the Delmarva shortstop.
Thing is about the Shorebirds team, Chappie, they had a rough first half for sure, but you look at the standings in front of them, all five teams ahead of them in the standings finished above 500, so this is a North division that was ultra competitive, and the Shorebirds over the last couple of weeks, they've been playing closer to 500 baseball, and that's what you want to do going into the second half.
First pickoff move before Hernandez sees a pitch. Guerrero dives back in safely. It was the Lynchburg Hillcats finishing in second in the North behind Carolina with a 37-29 record. In the South, Columbia came in second. The Woodpeckers tied Myrtle Beach for third. Here's the pitch to Hernandez, and a slider sweeps in, called a strike, nothing and one. Michael Hernandez, the Venezuelan native, recent addition to the Shorebirds lineup. No homers, one RBI in limited time. Hernandez playing in his ninth game of the season today. Here's a low pitch, runner on the move, and Bush able to knock it down but won't have a play at second base. Guerrero picks the right time to go. He swipes second and gets into scoring position. For Guerrero, stolen base number four on his season. He's playing in his 37th game. He doesn't run a lot, but he's picked the right times to go. Now 4-for-5 in attempts. 1-1 the count. Treadwell looks down to second base, takes a second look, fires home. And a breaking ball tipped off of Bush for strike two.
The big thing for Treadwell to focus on in this second half is competing against right-handed batters. For some reason, he's had a pretty stark contrast, righties versus lefties. 190 lefties have hit against Treadwell, but righties coming into today, 316, 19 walks, 23 strikeouts.
Yeah, a lot more walks against righties, so it's a little bit of a reverse split on the pitching side of things. Treadwell much more effective against lefties. Hernandez down to the count, 1-2. Treadwell checks the runner, brings it home. And another foul back on a high fastball. Stays where it is, a ball and two strikes. On deck, the nine-hitter, Luis Valdez. Blake Money out of the Delmarva bullpen getting the win yesterday. Ramy Rodriguez took the loss. Fayetteville got six innings out of their starter last night. Jackson Nezu, a quality day. 1-2 pitch, and it strikes out Hernandez swinging a late fastball. Treadwell went right back up top with that pitch at 92 miles an hour. Grabs out number two of the second, his second strikeout on the day, and now it's Luis Valdez.
Time, Ken. Anytime you got a runner in scoring position, less than two outs, best result is that strikeout. Treadwell ponied up and went right after Hernandez.
Runner at second, two gone in the top of the second. 1-0 Shorebirds on the Sosa home run. First pitch to Valdez. Late swinging, high fastball again, and Treadwell looking comfortable living upstairs. 34 pitches at this stage for Alonzo. 35 make it after that first pitch strike. And 21 pitches in the zone, so pretty good percentage. The 0-1, Valdez pulls a slider down the right field line, and it's rolling all the way into the corner. Coming home to score is Guerrero. Valdez can move. He gets to second, trying for third. Nunez will pocket a potential cutoff throw, and Luis Valdez connects with a two-out triple to give the Shorebirds a 2-0 lead in the second.
That's the last guy you want to see have a ball down into the right field corner, because Luis Valdez, man, he can fly. And he was off and running the second that ball got over the head of the first baseman, Santander. And you knew that third was very much a possibility, if not a formality. And he has got game-changing speed. When he's putting the ball in play, and raising that batting average. He's a difference maker in the Shorebirds lineup.
The Treadwell's curveball, the slider have looked sharp last couple of outings. That one, though, was hung right in the middle of the zone at 83 miles an hour, and Valdez did not miss it. Now at third, Tomas Sosa stands back in. Lefty went deep last time around, takes strike one on a breaking ball. Treadwell fires, and Sosa takes strike two. Fastball at 90. Leadoff home run in the first, two-out triple in the second. The Shorebirds scoring in each of the first two innings tonight. Treadwell a strike away from getting back to the dugout. His 0-2 fouled back by Sosa. Home run number four for Sosa last time around. RBI number 11. Back-to-back games with an RBI for Sosa. That's kind of been a rarity this year. He's been their leadoff hitter pretty much all season. Just hasn't had a lot of RBI chances. Despite playing in his 53rd game of the season tonight, just those 11 RBIs. The 0-2. Swings and misses. High fastball got him. Treadwell gets the better of Sosa the second time around and closes the second inning with his third strikeout of the day. The Shorebirds add to their lead. RBI triple by Luis Valdez gets it up to 2-0. And we head to the bottom of the second next on FanDuelWoodpeckers.com, Valley Live and MILB.TV.
To the field for tonight's Chick-fil-A Little Nuggets Home Run Derby. Take it away, T. Bright.
All right, I am down here with my friend Braylon. Now, Braylon's got to knock it out the park, all right? We've got a couple of friends with us here at Chick-fil-A on Rafer Road. They're here with us as well. And if he knocks it out the park, there's a special treat for you, all right? So are we ready, Braylon? Let's do this. Here we go. Let's cheer Braylon on, everybody. Okay, it's all right. Second one, you got it, Braylon. Yeah! Braylon, one more, why not? Yeah, it's all good, but listen, because he knocked it out the park, everybody in attendance today will get a free chicken sandwich courtesy of Chick-fil-A. Just download the app to redeem your free sandwich. Make some noise for that. Yes, and listen, join Chick-fil-A on Rafer Road on July the 1st from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. for their summer kickoff. That is July the 1st, 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. summer kickoff. They're going to do arts, crafts, games, all that fun stuff, fun for the family and friends. So make sure you join them. Back to you, Ray.
Fans, make sure you download the Chick-fil-A app to redeem for a free chicken sandwich. Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, Excel Correa. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 50, Juan Santander.
Two nothing Delmarva in the bottom of the second tonight. Juan Santander leads it off from the sixth spot against the right-hander Excel Correa, and swings early on a first pitch changeup, 0-1. Santander, Casarella, and Wander Luciano scheduled to bat first time around against the righty. Correa fires, and Santander cuts under a high breaking ball. Quickly 0-2. Shorebirds have scored in each of the first two innings. A solo home run from Tomas Sosa, then an RBI triple out of Luis Valdez with two outs in the second. Next pitch off the plate outside, and it goes to 1-2. Santander batting 239 on the year, 5 home runs, 22 RBIs, and hunting his 40th hit of the season. Swings away, hits a fly deep right. Cunningham drifts back. He's onto the warning track, and with a little room in front of the wall, reaches up, makes the grab. Shoulder nearly pressed against the fence. Santander gave it a good ride. 346 out to right field, just a few feet shy of his sixth home run of the year. It goes for a long out number one and brings Xavier Casarella to the plate.
And just hearing the sound off the bat, I think he might have caught it towards the end of the lumber a little bit, and that made just enough of a difference.
First pitch to Casarella, hopped softly along the third base side, charging in De Los Santos, scoops it up, won't have a play. And Xavier Cassarella on the first pitch he sees comes away with an infield single. Extends a hitting streak up to 5 games. Longest of the year for Cassarella.
One of those where, you know, you're just happy to see that one continue to roll slowly up along third. He has been swinging a really good bat as of late. I think he's gotten a little bit unlucky, too, throughout the first couple of months of the year, and now the luck's starting to turn as well as him improving at the plate.
Now it's Wander Luciano, first at bat tonight. Takes a knee-high fastball for strike one. Luciano playing over at second base, where he's gotten the bulk of his defensive starts in June after playing much third base in April and May. Spinning a throw over, Cassarella keeping tabs on him as he slides back in. Cassarella with 4 stolen bases in 5 attempts. It doesn't go a lot. Ricky's been a little extra aggressive, though, over at third base, trying to get his guys moving. Luciano holds the hands. They will appeal behind the mound, and he did not go on a low breaking ball. Luciano had 179 on the year, 2 home runs, 16 RBIs, only 3 hits during June, though, so trying to turn his fortunes around at the plate in the second half. Yanks this ball on the ground to short, could be two. Hernandez gloves, throws to second, the turn to first in time, and the inning's over, 6-4-3, as Correa gets out of it on the grounder, and the Woodpeckers down quietly in the second. We played two tonight out at Segra Stadium, 2-0 Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The action this week at Segra Stadium as your Fayetteville Woodpeckers take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Friday is video game night and post-game fireworks presented by Q98. On Saturday, it's Marvel Superhero Night with Miles Morales bobblehead giveaway. Sunday is public safety night with all fans receiving a free sub coupon courtesy of Jersey Mike's. Yum, yum. It's also Sunday Fun Day where kids run the bases presented by Magic 106.9. Go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Surfside flavors include iced tea, peach tea, half and half, and lemonade. Let's make some noise and ride the Surfside wave this season. I can't hear you. Make some noise as you make the wave.
We're waxing down our surfboard. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay.
Make sure you enter your name in tonight's raffle to have a chance to win a Nintendo Switch or one of 2 PlayStation gift cards. Head to Guest Services to place your name in the raffle box. Last chance to enter will be at the middle of the 4th inning. You must be present to win. Do it now. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers.
Lonzo.
Top of the 3rd inning, the Woodpeckers trail 2-0 to the Shorebirds here in our Friday night ball game. Let's send it over to Colin now, who has the play-by-play.
All right, thank you so much, Chappie. It is Aaron Estrada leading it off against Alonzo Treadwell. First pitch off the end of the bat, foul. Estrada, De Los Santos, Mordan due up in the inning for Delmarva, and these are 3 guys that are all in the top 15 in the Carolina League in home runs. 0-1, Strada chops it foul. He grounded out to first. His first time up against Treadwell. First game of the second half, Carolina League schedule. 0-2, and Estrada fouls it right off his shin. No protection there. So he'll walk it off. Kicks out that left leg a bit before he steps back into the box. Including tonight, 3 games here at Segra before the Woodpeckers head out on the road for the first time in the second half. Play 6 down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Estrada up the middle, perfectly positioned. The shortstop Nunez throw to Santander for the first out. Alejandro Nunez has been a reliable defensive player for much of the season for the Woodpeckers. We've seen him in the outfield, seen him up the middle as well, but He is on a 29-game streak without committing a single fielding error. Tries to keep that rolling into the second half. Anderson De Los Santos takes strike one. De Los Santos down swinging. One of three strikeouts so far for Treadwell, the second-round pick out of UCLA. 0-1. Drops a curveball off the table. Treadwell struck out four in his last outing, trying to equal that. Already in just the third inning, pitch count has leveled out a little bit after a laborious first inning. This will be his 47th delivery. De Los Santos back into the box. And the 0-2. Fastball up and outside. But it'll be six in Myrtle Beach for the Woodpeckers. Then just three at home to open up July against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They'll then play the 4th of July at Atrium Health Ballpark on the road in a 3-3 home-and-home series. And it will be six in Augusta to wrap up the pre-All-Star break portion of the schedule. So a lot of road games after this 12-game homestand concludes. Late swing, and De Los Santos stays alive, 2-2. Does level out, though, as the second half rolls on. The Woodpeckers will play three of their final four series of 2024 here at Segra Stadium. Treadwell with a breaking ball down and away. Wind picking up a little bit here in downtown Fayetteville on this Friday night. Not a cloud in the sky. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball high again. And that is ball four. Third walk surrendered by Treadwell. De Los Santos down to first with one away. Brings up the cleanup man, Anudis Mordaunt.
I'd like to see Treadwell get back to working the fastball upstairs. He had some success putting that 90-91 mile per hour pitch above the zone, getting some swing and miss out of the Shorebirds, and trying to do it again here.
Big jump over at first by De Los Santos. Bush won't even have a chance to throw down. It's an easy steal at second. Second stolen base already for Delmarva.
I'm not sure Treadwell ever looked over there, and De Los Santos picked up on that and got a big-time jump.
So he's in scoring position, and the 1-0 blown past Mordaunt. 10th stolen base of the season for Anderson De Los Santos. Mordaunt with 10 home runs on the year, tied for third in the Carolina League. 1-1, up and outside. He's tied with Luis Castillo of the Carolina Mudcats. Just in front of him with 11, Glader Figueroa, who's led much of the year in that category. But Andy Gariola of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 12 home runs in just 55 games. 2-1, late swing from Mordaunt. Good fastball that time, outside corner from Treadwell. If Gariola sticks around for next week's series with the Pelicans, Treadwell will spin and bluff to second. Woodpeckers leader in home runs is Oliver Carrillo. He was promoted a couple of weeks ago, but no one has been able to equal his mark to this point. 36 home runs as a team in the first half of the season for Fayetteville. 2-2, runner on the move, and it's popped foul straight back. De Los Santos will head back to second. Shorebirds next week. They will return home for their first home series of the second half. Play six against the Down East Wood Ducks. At Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Outside once again, yet another full count for Treadwell. That's been a common occurrence so far tonight. Jake Cunningham on deck. The 3-2 is hit pretty well out towards left. Chases Gomez back to the warning track, backing up in front of the wall. He has it for the second out. No tag up from De Los Santos. He'll stay put at second.
Mordan got the pitch he wanted. It was a fastball, pretty center cut right down the middle of the zone. Treadwell, a couple of curveball slips, so probably didn't feel all that confident going to it in 3-2. And despite the hard contact, that's a big result. Gets in the driver's seat here and has a chance to try and get out of this inning right around 60 pitches.
So Charlotte, North Carolina zone, Jake Cunningham. Right-hander. Waits the first pitch from Treadwell. It's outside. Big secondary from De Los Santos, but not moving at the moment. The win tonight, the Woodpeckers would at the very least secure a season series split with Delmarva. Two games left to be played Saturday and Sunday. 1-0. In there for a called strike. As the second half begins, the Woodpeckers in search of their first playoff appearance since 2019, their first season here at Segra Stadium. 1-1 breaking ball in there for a strike. Made the playoffs in the first three seasons of the Woodpeckers franchise, going back to the Buies Creek Astros days, but kept out a postseason ball the last three seasons. De Los Santos on the move, 1-2, and Cunningham fouls it off. Buies Creek winning the league back in 2018. 80-57. Best record in franchise history six seasons ago. Treadwell's 1-2. Towering fly ball, shallow center. Playing deep with Cesar Hernandez, has to travel quite a ways, but he's under it and secures it to end the inning. It's a long inning for Alonzo Treadwell, but he keeps Delmarva off the scoreboard. De Los Santos stranded at second. We go bottom third. Delmarva 2, Fayetteville nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Tonight, take a look at the big board. When you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting. We'd also like to give a special shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight.
On the mound for the Shorebirds, Excel Correa. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 31, Will Bush.
Bottom of the third here in downtown Fayetteville. Mother Nature pitching a perfect game during this homestand. 2-0. Delmarva leads the Woodpeckers. Will Bush will kick it off. Alejandro Nunez, the leadoff man to follow. Hansel Villarroel in the hole. First pitch from Shorebird starter. Excel Correa misses outside. to Will Bush, who launched his third home run of the season yesterday, opposite field, tied the game at one. And he fouls that pitch straight back. All three of Will's home runs this season coming here at Segra Stadium.
I'd like to keep that tarp rolled up through Sunday out there in right field. Just keep it where it is.
And then we can have a little bit of rain move through the area while we're away.
That's fine.
I think the area could use a little bit of it. Pitch in there for strike one and two. On my way to the stadium, in fact, today, there was a little brush fire about a block and a half, two blocks from our house. Fire department was on there to put it out quickly. That's the danger of these hot summers down here in North Carolina. One and two on Bush. Knows all about the heat growing up in Texas, and he'll ask for time. And this is more like the heat that Will Bush was often experiencing in Texas. It hasn't been a humid last couple of weeks. It's been warm, but dry. Correa's 1-2, way over his head to the backstop. I think that also has been a bit of a factor as to why we've seen power numbers inflated across the last two series. Saw a lot of home runs between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox last week. Plenty of extra base hits so far halfway through this series, and Bush might add another one, but it will land foul.
It's what you call hitting season. It's right around usually midway point of the big league schedule, middle to late June. Summer rolls around, heats up, and ball travels a little bit more in the summer. Peak of summer.
Shorebird's infield shifted to the pole side for Bush, and the 2-2. Yanks it foul towards his dugout, putting together a solid at-bat against XL Correa. Through two scoreless so far, has given up a pair of singles, a walk. No strikeouts yet. Just let his defense do the work behind him. 2-2, a check swing, and Bush held the bat back, full count. Slider that missed down and in. Payoff pitch is low for ball four. So Correa does issue his second walk. Bush down to first, leadoff man on for the second time tonight for Fayetteville. Brings up Alejandro Nunez, ripped a single to begin Correa's night on the mound. Back-to-back hits now, or three straight games rather, for Nunez with a hit as he fouls that one back. Seen him all over this Woodpeckers lineup this week. He was hitting sixth yesterday. It's all the way down to the ninth spot on Wednesday. And back in the leadoff spot to open up the series Tuesday. Very versatile guy to have in your lineup. 0-1, and strokes it out to left field. Long run for Sosa, and he pulls up as that ball lands just next to the fence. Foul. You know, Nunez has been able to flash the power, of course, at a grand slam last week against Salem. A few times where he's been in the middle of the order as well. 236 average on the year now for Alejandro. One shy of 40 hits. Correa's pitch, and Nunez hits it pretty well out to center. Luis Valdez, back by the warning track, uses his closing speed to make the over-the-shoulder catch. One away, Bush back to first.
I like the at-bats the Woodpeckers are putting together right now. They're forcing Correa to throw some pitches, come into the zone. That was a pretty well-located slider, but Nunez got all of that thing. 100 miles an hour right up the middle. Deep part of the park, though, gave Valdez enough room.
Cavern is center field here at Segra, so having a speedy center fielder certainly has its perks. Hansel Villarroel, second trip to the plate tonight. Take the pitch down and outside. Reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. pair of multi-hit games to open up his single-A career. And he'll hit this one on the ground left side. Throw to second for one. Estrada back to first, and very similar to the first at-bat for Villarroel. A ball hit to short. He breaks up the double play, hustling down the first base line. Bush retired for the second out. Villarroel takes his spot over at first. Kenny Gomez coming up.
Good athleticism as a catcher. I feel like more often than not, the catchers have a stigma as being a slower runner in the lineup. But Villarreal, he's got that athletic ability, quick strides, able to beat out those double play balls.
Leads off of first, and Gomez swings at the first pitch, grounds it to second. Estrada underhand to Hernandez, and the inning is over. So once again, the Woodpeckers able to get a runner on, but can't do much with it. Been held through three scoreless by XL Correa. And we're on to the fourth inning on this Friday night at Segra Stadium. Delmarva with a 2-0 lead on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
With free public Wi-Fi, log on now by selecting hashtag Go Segra. All right, fans, take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. There they are. Show us those tumblers. So cool. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. Last call to enter tonight's raffle. Make sure to enter your name in tonight's raffle to have a chance to win a Nintendo Switch or one of two PlayStation gift cards. Head to Guest Services to place your name in the raffle box. Last chance to enter will be at the middle of the fourth inning. Hey, that's right now. You must be present to win. Now back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Alonzo Treadwell. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Shorebirds, the first baseman, number 14, Steven Acevedo.
Alonzo Treadwell returns to the hill for the top of the fourth inning, his team trailing 2-0 to Delmarva. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, happy to have you on this Friday night here at 460 Hay Street. Treadwell will ask for new baseball from his catcher, Will Bush, before he faces Steven Acevedo, who flew out his first time around against the right-hander out of UCLA. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike on Acevedo, the Dominican Republic native. Battle between the Orioles single-A affiliate and the Astros single-A affiliate to kick off the second half of the Carolina League schedule. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Coincidentally enough, those two teams will begin a series tonight at the big league level, Baltimore and Houston, in a big debut coming for the Stros. More on that in a moment. Treadwell's 0-2, swing and a miss. Gets Acevedo on three pitches, fourth strikeout for Tread, one away. Kevin Guerrero coming to the plate. Third round pick for the Houston Astros, Jake Bloss out of Georgetown. Gets the call up straight from AA Corpus Christi. Take on one of the top offenses in all of baseball in the Orioles. Bloss making his debut in about 10 minutes time. First pitch around 8:10. Guerrero takes ball one outside. It was less than a year ago that Bloss was pitching right here at Segra Stadium, tail end of the summer after he was selected following his college career that ended as a Hoya. Fly ball to center from Guerrero. Hernandez doesn't even have to move. Two down.
Yeah, for Bloss, it ends up being a fast pass up to the big leagues. You know, the Astros, that is, have gotten a little thin in their starting rotation. Justin Verlander ending up on the IL. The injuries of Christian Javier Urquidy, Luis Garcia not back just yet from TJ, so they need starting pitching. Arrighetti up in the rotation, and now Jake Bloss gets his crack at being a big leaguer.
Michael Hernandez on the outside corner. Treadwell gets ahead. Take on Grayson Rodriguez. Top young arms in the majors and former top prospect in the Orioles system. 0-1 on the outside corner as well. The thing is for Bloss, he moved up so quickly, didn't even get a chance to be one of the top prospects in the Astros system because Pipeline couldn't keep up with his meteoric rise through the Houston Astros system. 0-2, line back at Treadwell, it gets a piece of him, backhanding at Luciano, he can't make a throw. It'll be an infield single, and hopefully Treadwell's all right. Ricky Rivera coming out of the dugout quickly, and Kylie Gilbert will follow behind.
Treadwell is saying he's okay. I think it got a little part of his glove. Looked like it might have gotten a little bit of his throwing arm, the forearm or elbow area, but he's convinced Ricky and Kylie that he's good. Zach Wilkins coming out there too. Treads right up against that potential pitch cap tonight, so maybe enough room left to face one more batter.
We'll get the nine hitter, Luis Valdez, who ripped an RBI triple down the right field line his last time up, doubled the Shorebirds lead in the second. It was his third RBI with Delmarva this season. Michael Hernandez leads off of first. Throw over by Treadwell, tag placed by Santander, but Hernandez back.
23rd Woodpecker in franchise history to go on to become a big leaguer, Colin. Jake Bloss, number 23.
You mentioned the third this year to make his debut. Spencer Arrighetti, Joey Lorperfido preceding him in 2024. Valdez showing bunt, and he'll take a strike on the outside corner. Note on Lorperfido, he was also recalled to the majors after spending some time in AAA Sugar Land, so he was part of the shuffling going around. Victor Caratini was placed on the injured list, so roster spot opened up. 0-1, and Valdez will hit this one down the left field line. It's going to be a long run for Gomez. It will land fair, hop up over the wall, out of play, and that's a big break for the Woodpeckers. Hernandez would have been able to score easily, but he will stay put at third. So a couple of extra base hits from the nine-hitter tonight for the Shorebirds. Valdez a triple in the second, now a double here in the fourth, and this might be it for Treadwell at 73 pitches. Ricky Rivera heads to the mound, and he will make a move to the bullpen. So Treadwell ends up going 3 2/3. He's responsible for Hernandez at third, Valdez at second with two down in the fourth. And a new right-hander coming in from the bullpen. We'll tell you about him when we return. This is Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, this Woodpeckers call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 29, Ben Petschke.
What I say.
Woodpeckers make a call to the bullpen when it's time for a change. It's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Two on, two in scoring position, two outs, a 2-0 lead for Delmarva, and right-hander Ben Petschke on to try and get the final out of this fourth inning. Tomas Sosa, the batter, has a home run already. He was looking to add another with that big swing, but he comes up empty. Petschke, 2-0 with a 7.46 earned run average. This is his 17th relief appearance of the season. 25 and a third total innings, 17 strikeouts, 20 walks. Former Samford Bulldog. It's a check swing, roller to third. Play is to first for Casarelli. He hops the throw there, but Santander digs it out nicely, and the inning is over. So Petschke does his job, gets a 5-3 putout. Delmarva leaves a pair in scoring position. We go bottom four. Still 2-0 Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the Village Family Dental Trike Race. Let's go down to the field with T. Bright. Take it away, T.
All right, we've got Drew, Amanda, and Steedies, and they're ready to take off on these tricycles. So I need y'all to make some noise. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go! And they're off. Amanda's in the lead. Oh, nope, Steve is there. Drew is, well, better luck next time, Drew. It's all good. Steve's coming around the corner. Amanda is sure to follow. Oh, don't stop pedaling, Amanda. That's how Steve catches up. Oh, man. Oh, I think, yes, it is Steve. And let's give it up for Steve, everybody. Way to go. DAS, you guys know what it means. Great job, guys.
Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, Excel Correa. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, the Johnny King cleanup hitter of the game, number 27, Neomar Ochoa Jr.
Two to nothing, the Woodpeckers lead it. Neomar Ochoa Jr. leads it off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Delmarva leads, I should say. Ochoa, Hernandez, Santander. Due up against Excel Correa. Pitch is fouled off. Correa. Still under 40 pitches so far. He got Ochoa to line out his first time around. That one fouled off. The pitch is a little bit outside. Ochoa. .237 average on the year. Pitch is on the outside corner. Joe not a fan of that call. Might have been a little bit outside. And that is strike three, actually. I thought it was strike three. A little bit of a delayed reaction there by the plate umpire, Richie Arredondo. But Ochoa down on strikes. That is the first strikeout for Excel Correa. One down. Brings up Cesar Hernandez, takes one down and away for a ball. Woodpeckers with a 2-1 series lead, but of course both teams at this point, they were circling what was the start of the second half, trying to get things going in the right direction in that second half. In there for a called strike, 1-1. make it 2-1. It's outside. Hernandez grounded out his first time around. Out in front here, a pop-up might be playable on the right side. Acevedo making his way towards the railing, has to peel back at the last second, reaches up and makes the catch. Cesar Hernandez pops out. Two quick outs for Excel Correa in the fourth. Has not had a 1-2-3-3 frame to this point. We'll have an opportunity here against the middle third of the Woodpeckers lineup. Here is Juan Santander. Santander just missed a home run his first time around against Correa. Hit one to the warning track in right, and he'll take strike one. Correa working very quickly. Miss outside there. Woodpeckers won the series opener 16-8. Season high in both runs scored and hits. 16 runs on 16 hits. They won the Wednesday affair 8-5 in come from behind fashion. Santander behind 1-2. 8-5 after they trailed 5-1 through 5.5, but Delmarva inched their way back into the series with a 4-2 victory last night. Santander stays alive. Woodpeckers led by a run late in that ball game, but Remy Rodriguez hit for 3 runs at the top of the 8th inning. Fayetteville could not come from behind despite ample opportunities on Thursday night. That's low, 2-2 on Santander from Barquisimeto in Venezuela. In his first full season with the Woodpeckers, got a taste of single A towards the tail end of last year. Santander out to left. Sosa, a couple of steps back with plenty of room, makes the basket catch for the final out. He bobbled it on the transfer, but still was a catch that was made. Side retired, Woodpeckers down in order in the fourth. We go to the fifth, 2-0 Delmarva from Segra Stadium.
Catch all the action this week at Segra Stadium as your Fayetteville Woodpeckers take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Friday is video game night and post-game fireworks presented by Q98. On Saturday, it's Marvel Superhero Night with Miles Morales bobblehead giveaway. Sunday is public safety night with all fans receiving a free sub coupon courtesy of Jersey Mike's.
Yum, yum.
It's also Sunday Fun Day where kids run the bases presented by Magic 106.9. Go to Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Double Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
You can kiss me in the moon.
Kiss Cam.
On the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me
kiss
in the window.
Kiss Cam.
While the rain comes pouring inside.
Kiss Cam.
Motionless, let everything slide.
Kiss Cam.
You got me fired.
Kiss Cam.
The way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's
Kiss Cam.
It's that pivotal moment. It's a subliminal. This kiss, this kiss. It's criminal.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ben Petschke.
Friday night baseball here at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers trail the Delmarva Shorebirds 2-0. We're live here on Bally Live, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and now Instagram Live at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Ben Petschke back on the mound, back on the play-by-play. Andrew Chapman.
We've got a little piece of something, maybe a piece of garbage or something that looks like it may be a baseball out in left center field. The home plate umpire Richie Arredondo is walking out there to try and indicate to Kenny Gomez where it is, and Kenny has no clue what he's looking for right now. There it is. It just looks like a piece of paper, a piece of trash, something that I guess it's kind of shiny. Kenny, it's to your right. To your right, Kenny, where is it?
Here comes
now
Alejandro.
Now it's behind you. Here's Alejandro. Kenny thinks it's in the bullpen. Alejandro has it. Look what I found. Into the back pocket it goes. And Kenny Gomez is still wondering what's going on.
Alejandro's got a big smile on his face.
I think it was just a piece of trash. It might have had a little bit of a glimmer to it, so that's why the home plate umpire wanted to come pick it up. But Aaron Estrada will now start the fifth with a chopper to the right side, fielded off the line by Santander. Petschke over to receive the underhand, and quickly on one pitch, Aaron Estrada retired for out number one. Estrada goes to 0-3. And Anderson De Los Santos will stand in. Ben Petschke got the final out of the fourth inning behind tonight's starter Alonzo Treadwell. And will be asked to work at least this fifth inning. Gobble up some outs here in the middle of things. Hold a 2-0 lead. Time called at the plate. And nope, we got a pitch clock violation. Strike assessed against Anderson De Los Santos, who was not ready in the right side by the 8-second mark on the pitch clock. Here's the wind of the first pitch, a strike one pitch, and it's tipped foul off of Will Bush for strike two. As Colin mentioned, we are live on Fayetteville Woodpeckers Instagram. Hello, everybody, on Instagram Live. Good to have you with us once again tonight, live in the fifth inning of all home games. So feel free to let us know where you're tuning in from. Pose any questions you wish, Woodpecker-related or not, in the Instagram Live chat. Maybe tell us about your favorite video games growing up, because it is video game night here in the park. Here's the pitch to Aaron Estrada, and he swings and misses at a high fastball, and on two physical pitches, Ben Petschke strikes him out. Two quick outs for Petschke, and it'll bring up Anudis Mordaunt.
See, Ben takes momentum out of getting the final out of the fourth inning. Couple of runners in scoring position. It was a big moment in this game. Got the out and is now retired three in a row out of the pen.
Tuning in from Wade, North Carolina tonight. Hello from Wade NC. Blades of Steel. Favorite video game growing up. Here's a foul at the plate. Anudis Mordaunt in a 1-1 count. Delmarva cleanup hitter, a walk and a fly out to left tonight. He's 0-1. Production at the very top and the very bottom of the Delmarva order tonight. A Tomas Sosa home run, a triple and a double out of the nine hitter Valdez. Here's a fastball that scoots Mordaunt off of the plate down near his shoelaces. Two balls and one strike. Two runs on three hits. Delmarva's also drawn three walks to account for their base runners today. Here's a check swing, and the pitch might have been a bit outside. Not sure if they called it a swing or in the zone, but it's strike two on Mordaunt. Base is clear, two outs, and Petschke trying for a very quick 1-2-3 fifth. He fires and misses just high. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the 3-2 coming, and a ground ball pulled to the left side. A scoop by Casarella has time to throw across and retire Mordaunt to close a quick 1-2-3 fifth for Petschke. So an inning and a third perfect for Ben tonight. We are halfway home on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It is 2-0 Shorebirds at Segra Stadium.
Well, you know your video games. Let's go down to T. Bright with tonight's contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, we're here with Krista. Everybody say, hey, Krista. Okay, she's got the guess the video game, and I need all of you guys to help us out. All right, here we go. We got this. I ain't got this. Fortnite. Okay, Fortnite, where's my son? Is this Fortnite? Okay, yeah, there we go. Okay, I didn't know y'all. Yeah, and if you get this wrong, I'm pulling your card.
Super Mario Brothers.
All day, Super Mario Brothers, yes. All right, one more.
The Tigers widen their lead.
They fighting? What is this?
Major League Baseball,
maybe? Throw to second.
Yeah, Major League Baseball. But I know they did all of that. Who baseball? Somebody's baseball. That's what that is. All right, oh, Slugfest. There we go. All right, let's give it up for Krista, everybody. Great job.
Trust me and we will.
This pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 11, Carter Baumler. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 16, Xavier Cassarella.
Time for the bottom of the fifth inning at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers held scoreless through four by the starter for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Excel Correa, but now they turn to the bullpen and bring in right-hander Carter Baumler in his series debut. Baumler brings home the first pitch to Xavier Cassarella, and he cuts and misses through a slider. It's nothing and one. Cassarella, Luciano, and then Will Bush, the 7-9 of the Woodpeckers order here, second time through the lineup. The 0-1 pitch fouled back, and it's nothing in two. Baumler on the year is 1-0 with the Shorebirds, but he has time with the South Atlantic League Aberdeen Ironbirds at the high A level, where he had an even 4 ERA and picked up 3 winning decisions in 7 games. The 0-2 is high. 1-2 on Cassarella. Tonight is fourth game and second relief appearance with the Shorebirds. He's given up 5 earned runs over 9 innings. Here's the pitch home. And a chopper towards the middle of the diamond. Moving to his right, Estrada fields behind the bag. Throw from his heels is short. And it gets through Acevedo. First baseman could not pick it on a short hop. And Cassarella ends up safe at first. Put it on a very tough part of the diamond. Estrada had to scamper over 10-15 feet to his right just to get to that baseball, save it from going into center. A dig on that short throw, though, would have had Cassarella. See how they score it. Leadoff man on for Wander Luciano.
They did put a hit already on the scoreboard and online in our scoring consistent with that. So multi-hit game for Xavier Cassarella.
Here's a high chopper, left side, fielded by De Los Santos to second for one. The turn to first, and it's a double play. Second double play that Wander Luciano has hopped into today. First one was 6-4-3. This one goes around the horn, and quickly there's two outs in the Fayetteville fifth.
I just swung over the top of it. It was a good pitch to hit there. Hit it hard, 98 miles an hour. Just trying to get underneath it a little bit more, Luciano, I'm sure. And so far, some timely double plays generated by the Shorebirds defense.
Here's the nine-hitter, Will Bush. Baumler fires and lands a backdoor breaking ball in there for strike one. And I misspoke. Baumler pitched last year with Delmarva, 2023, 3 games with the Shorebirds, but had pitched entirely in high A this year. Tonight is his Shorebirds 2024 debut, although not his Carolina League debut. Pitch misses low to Bush, and it's 1-1. Game number 19 of the pro career. Baumler, the 22-year-old, he was drafted in the fifth round of the shortened 2020 draft. Misses outside. 2-2 on Bush.
Didn't end up pitching, though, in 2021, so got a late start to his professional career in 22.
Born in Des Moines, Iowa, went to Dowling Catholic in West Des Moines, Iowa, where he was drafted out of. Bush pops this up. Left side of the infield, Hernandez drifts out into shallow center. This one carries on him. He bobbles it around and makes a barehanded grab. It popped out of Hernandez's glove. He hot potatoed it for a moment and secures it with his bare right hand for out number 3. They can laugh about it now as they walk off the field. Disaster avoided, the air avoided, and the Woodpeckers go down in order after the double play ball. We have played 5 tonight at Segra. The Woodpeckers trail 2-0 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There he is. Hey, Luis. Cool as a fan. All right. I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need any time of the day.
It's time for our first raffle winner. Let's go down to T. Bright, who has our winner's name. Take it away, T.
All right, I'm excited about this one. It is our first winner for either a Nintendo Switch or $250 PS gift cards. And if you win, you go to Guest Services to claim your prize. Is there a Kim Wentworth? Kim Wentworth, if that is you, make your way to Guest Services to claim your prize. Must be present to win. That is Kim Wentworth, our first winner. Let's give it up for Kim Wentworth, everyone.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy and free.
These days are ours.
Share them with me.
Goodbye, gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, you can't be wrong. Rockin' and rollin' all week long. These days are ours.
Happy and free.
These days are ours.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ben Petschke.
Around the town, show everybody what I found. Rock and roll.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Shorebirds, the Stanley Steamer, Kate batter of the game, the right fielder, number 7, Jake Cunningham.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. Ben Petschke returns to the mound for the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville trails tonight 2-0 in game one of the second half, game four of this six-game series. Shorebirds could level it up 2 games apiece with a victory tonight. Petschke delivers strike one to Jake Cunningham leading off the sixth. Cunningham 0 for 2 with a ground out to short and a fly out to center. The pitch misses low and inside, and it's 1-1. Four up, four down for Petschke out of the Woodpeckers' bullpen. Came on in the fourth, got the final out of the inning behind Treadwell and set down the Shorebirds in order in the fifth inning. Pitch drifts inside, a changeup off target, and it's 2-1 on Cunningham. Charlotte native Cunningham with a home run, 5 RBIs. Wasn't on the opening day roster for the Shorebirds. Playing in game number 34 today. Here's a soft roller towards short, charging in Nunez, and he quickly gloves and transfers over to first. Makes a nice play coming forward and converts the first out of the sixth. Five up, five down for Petschke. Great turnaround for Ben after a little bit of a turbulent night at home last time around. He pitched in the opener and was tagged for 6 earned runs against these Shorebirds over just 2/3 of an inning. And tonight making some adjustments and picking up outs efficiently. Steven Acevedo now takes the first pitch inside, and it's 1-0.
The thing about that game, the Woodpeckers picked him up, though, came back and ended up winning 16-8. Now he's trying to give them a chance tonight where the offense just hasn't been able to solve Delmarva's pitching.
High chopper hit foul left of third. We're still live on Fayetteville Woodpeckers Instagram for the rest of this half inning. Someone in our chat saying, hey, can you shout out the guys? A greeting to the guys in the Dominican Summer League of the Astros. And so got to give a shout out to some of those young ball players playing out in the DSL. A number of the guys who played in the DSL last year are on this year's roster. And those are future Woodpeckers come 2025. So hello from the Dominican Summer League complex. Slider missed just outside and goes to, actually that was called a strike right at the top part of the zone. Petschke gets ahead, 1-2 on Acevedo. He's hitless tonight, a fly out to right, struck out swinging against Treadwell in the fourth. Petschke fires, draws the check swing, and he went too far. Petschke fans Acevedo. Second strikeout for Ben, and out number 2 of the 6, that'll bring up Kevin Guerrero.
Both DSL squads in action today. They both fell, but the DSL Blue squad off to a good start this year, 8-6.
You have the DSL Blue and the DSL Orange, two different Astros teams playing down there. Kevin Guerrero swings late on a Petschke pitch. It goes to 0-1 on Guerrero. A walk and a fly to center. Guerrero scored the second run of the game for the Shorebirds on the RBI triple. 2-0 Birds. Low pitch chased out by Guerrero. Quickly down, nothing in two. Pecci's gotten ahead of every batter he's faced. Quickly picking up strikes. And trying to make it seven up, seven down. A strike away from getting right back to the dugout, keeping this game at 2-0. Infield plays fairly deep, outfield as well. Here comes the wind in the 0-2 home. Guerrero with a line drive towards the middle, played on a one-hop by Nunez. He pivots and throws high across the glove of Santander and all the way to the face into the dugout. Santander quickly plays the carom. Nunez did a great job playing that short hop up near his belt. He did a full 360 spinning around to get the throw out. And it looked beautiful up until the throw sailed well high over Nunez, Santander.
I think I'm ruling that one a hit if I'm the scorer. Just a really difficult play with how hard it was hit, how far he had to go. He had to rush the throw, but either way, Delmarva finally able to break through against Pecci after he retired the first six batters he's faced tonight.
So two outs, runner at first for Michael Hernandez. The eight hitter from the right side, one for two tonight with a single. First pitch dumped foul, straight backwards. Goes to nothing and one. They do have that as a Guerrero single in the official score, so that'll be flashed as the fourth hit of the day for Delmarva. Half of them coming from the nine hitter in the on deck circle, Luis Valdez. You want to try and avoid putting him to the plate here with multiple runners aboard. Hernandez takes a strike, and once again, Pecci gets ahead. No balls, two strikes with two outs. Wide open right side of the infield. They have Luciano playing towards the middle. Runners going. The 0-2 pitch chopped on a couple of skips to Nunez. Shortstop fields, taps the glove, throws high again, and Santander has the ball knocked loose, trying to drop the tag. This time it will go as an error on Nunez. He had time to plant and throw. Santander attempted to leave the bag and adjust, swipe a tag as he came back down. But the contact with Hernandez jarred the ball loose. He's hunched over. Santander grabbing at his wrist that might have just been jammed on the hip of Hernandez, dropping that tag. Kylie Gilbert will come out there to check up on Juan. And this inning will stretch for the guy, Luis Valdez, who has a triple and a double today.
And that ends that streak I talked about earlier. 29 straight games without an error for Alejandro Nunez. Just rushed to the throw a tad bit. Santander with a heck of an effort to try and reel that one in, place the tag. And it's just so tough to be able to squeeze it while you're bringing that ball down to place that tag on the hard-charging Hernandez. And those are the scary parts of being a first baseman. You got a guy running full speed right at you 90 feet away. You know that there could be a collision coming when you reach back across base path. And looks like Juan will remain in the ball game, so that's a good sign.
And Santander looking at the wrist or the hand on his left glove hand. And he'll be able to stay in, but Pecci now in a little bit of trouble with runners in the corners and two away. Anything that were to cross in this inning would be unearned against Pecci. The two-out error extending the Delmarva sixth and bringing it to Luis Valdez, who has half of the hits today, a triple in the second that drove in a run, a double that hopped over the left field wall, a ground rule double in the fourth. Will Bush quickly jumping out in front of the plate, giving some signs to the infield. They have Cassarella playing shallow on the cut of the third base grass. Runner going to second. Pitch misses outside, and Bush won't have a play. Bush had to slide to his left to smother that ball. And Hernandez will come away with the stolen bag. Third steal tonight for Delmarva. So second and third, the runners. Middle infield stays back. Santander guarding the line at first against the lefty. Pitch misses up and in. Two balls, no strikes. It's been one of the breakout games so far in the season for Valdez, playing in just his eighth game of the season. Down an inside fastball, 3-0. Well, if the bases load up, it'll be Tomas Sosa. who's 1-for-3 tonight, but did hit a leadoff home run in this game. 2-0 Shorebirds, kind of a tipping point of this game here in the sixth. 3-0, misses high, and on four pitches, Valdez draws the walk. With the way he'd been hitting tonight, I don't blame Petschke for working the edges a little bit against Valdez. Don't leave anything right over the middle. In a hittable spot, Zach Wilkins takes this as a cue to head out to the mound. Fayetteville pitching coach will head out to conference with Bush and Petschke and discuss how they want to go about the lefty Tomas Sosa with the bases loaded.
That's a problem with that walk, though, to Valdez. It's almost like pick your poison. He's had a great night tonight, but the man coming to the plate, hit one 420 feet his first time around. Ball landed in the trees out there in right field. So huge at-bat, no matter where you cut it. Remember the last time that Petschke was in a spot like this? Runners on, two outs. He got the out back in the fourth inning to relieve Treadwell. Similar situation this time around, except you got to force at any base now.
So here comes Tomas Sosa, stands into the left side. Fourth time through the Shorebirds order now. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the sixth. Shorebirds leading 2-0. Petschke out of the stretch, brings it home, and Sosa swings at a pitch down in the dirt, comes up empty. Got him to bite on a low curve, and Petschke gets ahead after issuing his first walk. Again, the air, the throwing air by Nunez extended this inning. Anything that were to come home against Petschke would be unearned on the ERA. It could be critical in deciding this one tonight. Two-run game. Bases loaded, the 0-1, and Petschke doubles up with the curve, gets another swing and miss out of Sosa, ahead nothing in two. A couple of really sharp pitches, starting about thigh high and then dropping down towards the dirt. Petschke leans in, gets his sign from Bush, target set up inside. Here's a soft bouncer out towards second. It kicks off of Luciano's glove, and it's out into right center field. Guerrero comes home, Hernandez behind him, and on a soft line drive to the right side, Sosa finds a way to bring home two Shorebirds. It's 4-0. Three RBI day for Tomas Sosa in the leadoff spot. And runners now at the corners, still two outs, and for Wander Luciano, he almost was able to scoop that sinking line drive on a short hop. It just barely kicked off the front of his glove.
Ball had a lot of backspin on it. Had trouble tracking it. Got a glove on it, but again, just would have been tough to make a play at first with the speed of Sosa. Tough break there for Petschke.
So the error that extends the inning comes back to cost the Woodpeckers. They're at the corners for Aaron Estrada. Petschke's first pitch tapped foul up along first. And it's nothing and one. Estrada, the seventh Shorebird to step to the plate in this sixth inning, their longest inning yet. And both those runs unearned against Petschke. But trying to stop the bleeding here. Sosa with a lot of speed leading off of first. He's breaking on the pitch. Slider is hacked at and missed. Bush looks towards third and pump fakes a throw, but Sosa will grab second base. Fourth stolen bag of the night for the Shorebirds. Petschke the offer. And a tip foul. Got a piece of Bush somewhere in the hand, but he's all right. He'll shake it off. Two strike count now on Estrada.
This feels like a must-have out now for the Woodpeckers. Another base hit. And two more runs coming across to score, and that mountain just doubles in size that you got to climb.
The 0-1. Up the middle by Nunez and out into center field. This will bring two more home. Valdez scores. Sosa rushes to the plate. And after the air extends the inning, the Shorebirds have put up four to go in front, 6-0, a two-run single for Aaron Estrada. Worst-case scenario for the Woodpeckers.
Man, I'm telling you, Chappie, this Shorebirds lineup, certainly not indicative of their record on the year. They've hit the ball incredibly well this week and even in the weeks prior. And I think if they can maintain this level of attack, this level of aggression, and obviously the extra base hits they've been able to pile up, they are going to be a very formidable team in the second half of the North Division.
Largest lead they've had in this series. Anderson De Los Santos swings through a first pitch changeup. So all four runs in this inning unearned against Petschke after the throwing error over to first extended things. The 0-1 now. And a fly ball lifted into the opposite field. Ochoa tracking it back in the twilight. Stops short of the warning track and puts it away for the final out of the sixth. Delmarva takes advantage of the error. They bring home four runs with two outs and send eight batters to the plate to break this thing open. 6-0 Shorebirds as we go to the bottom of the sixth on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV.
At this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Sergeant Major Sean Delahan. Sergeant Major Delahan served in the U.S. Army for 35 years, serving overseas several times, including in Operation Desert Storm. He is the recipient of the Bronze Star, the Legion of Merit, and the Meritorious Service Medal. Fans, let's hear it for Sergeant Major Sean Delahan. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thanks you for your service.
But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
This is another pitching change brought to you by Digital Instants from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play right from your phone or computer and win real cash prizes. Go to nclottery.com now to get 20 free games of Mighty Mustang with a $10 deposit. Enter code BASEBALL10. That's BASEBALL10. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 45, Riley Cooper. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 10, Alejandro Nunez.
The Shorebirds turn to their bullpen again in the bottom of the sixth inning, but they now hold a 6-0 lead over the Woodpeckers as Alejandro Nunez grounds the first pitch over to second. Grabbed on a ranging backhand by Estrada. His throw to first pulls Acevedo off of the bag, and Nunez will make it aboard with, we'll see, a leadoff single potentially. It pulled Estrada way over to his right. Second baseman's been forced to make a couple of rangy plays tonight. And Nunez gets aboard. Got to start somewhere. The Woodpeckers surrender four runs in the top of the sixth. Delmarva jumps out to their largest lead of this series, 6-0 the score. And the pitch low to new righty Hansel Villarreal.
Trailed 5-1 a couple of nights ago. Came all the way back, 1-8-5. So certainly manageable.
Cooper misses high. Cooper, the southpaw, comes in after a scoreless inning from Carter Baumler. Pitches the scoreless fifth. Cooper on the year, 3-1 with a 2.93 ERA. Villarreal gets under this one, sends a soaring fly up along the right field line. It's trouble and it falls. Nunez delays his run to second. He'll scamper in there. And I don't know if any Shorebird saw that ball in the twilight. Acevedo, the first baseman, immediately had his hands in the air. He didn't know where it was. Cunningham came in late. Estrada was drifting out from second. He might have seen the ball, but it was out of his range. It drops in that no-man's land triangle in the shallow right field grass. Single to put two on with nobody out. And now a left-on-left matchup. Kenny Gomez takes a slider over the high part of the zone for a called strike one.
We don't get a chance to say this a lot, but that is great first base coaching by Jeff Calhoun. He was yelling at Nunez saying, that ball's dropping, you gotta go. And Nunez went.
He had a good read on it. Slider misses inside, and it's 1-1 on Kenny. So Riley Cooper, the left-hander out of LSU. He's one of two former LSU ballplayers inside of the Shorebirds bullpen. They also have Blake Money, who we saw yesterday. Way up and inside. Gomez sent tumbling to the ground. A fastball up near his chin. He lost the helmet falling back, and a bit of a wake-up call on Gomez.
It's a treacherous sixth inning for Fayetteville in the field, and right now for the Shorebirds. Signs of things starting to unravel a little bit. Dangerous hitters coming up in the Woodpeckers' order, including Gomez at the plate.
Two balls, one strike. Gomez gets ahead. First and second, the runners. The pitch is outside, 3-1. And right after giving up four, the Woodpeckers have a chance to instantly load the bases. Three batters into the sixth. Bradley Cooper checks his runners, comes home. The 3-1 misses low. And they're loaded. Gomez to first. Villarreal heads to second. By the way, the official score on the Nunez grounder, a throwing error by the second baseman Estrada. So E4 gives the Shorebirds their first fielding error of the day. Nunez coming home would be unearned on the new left-hander Riley Cooper. But here is the cleanup man, the Janikin cleanup man, Neomar Ochoa Jr. Swings to the first pitch, pulls a line drive down the left field side. They will call it foul. Home plate umpire Richie Arredondo is calling this ball foul. It was right up along the left field line. Ricky Rivera was almost all the way to the plate trying to wave his runners home. And now he'll have a brief argument with Arredondo as the ball is rolled foul, and the Segra Stadium crowd has now caught on to the decision.
That was very close. We really can't tell from our angle whether that got chalk or not. But
our production booth will probably be able to get us another look at where exactly that line drive touched down.
Oh, that is. We got to look at the replay there, and that is. I mean, you're talking about centimeters.
With the naked eye, I thought it was. It just grazed the paint line.
We'll bring up a look at it in a moment.
Meanwhile, Ochoa returns to the plate in an 0-1 count. The bases are loaded. Riley Cooper brings the pitch home. And a swing and miss out of Ochoa gets it to 0-2. Let's have another quick look here. The line, of course, a little bit faded.
Oh, boy.
And all it has to do is have one seam grab a part of that line, and it's a fair ball.
I can't really give an answer there.
No,
it's that close.
It was that close. Here's the 0-2, and Ochoa strikes out on a high fastball. So after nearly bringing home multiple runs with a base hit, Ochoa ends up a strikeout victim, out number one of the sixth. He drops to 0-3. And with one out, they're loaded up for Cesar Hernandez. At this stage, the tying run still in the hole for Fayetteville. They can't tie it with one swing here, but they can take a big chunk out of the deficit. Slider misses up high, and it goes to 1-0. Woodpeckers have not had a ton of opportunities tonight with runners in scoring position, but they're a combined 0-3 in these spots in the first five innings. The 1-0 popped up behind the plate and foul. Hernandez 0-2, a ground out to short, second base, and he's also popped out to first. Left-on-left matchup, the pitch from Cooper, tipped foul into the glove, and it's 1-2 on Hernandez.
With the way Hernandez has been hitting the opposite field lately, you wonder if Delmarva scouting that, trying to attack him in, trying to jam him a little bit.
Cooper trying to settle in, finds the zone, a pitch popped up, back and out of play. This is an opportunity for Hernandez to try and get right. He was a little cold yesterday with three strikeouts. Put the ball in play today. And he's had his series of big nights in June. Four multi-hit games during the month. In the cleanup role yesterday, a spot down in the five spot here. Bases loaded. Next pitch. It's popped up. Infield fly rule will be in effect. Off of the mound, the fielder's coming forward. De Los Santos makes the last second catch. It looked like it was going to be Riley Cooper making the catch himself. He bailed out at the last minute. And De Los Santos, who probably had the farthest run over coming from third, he ends up making the grab. But Cesar a little frustrated getting back into the dugout. And understandably so. The pop out puts him to 0-for-3. Two straight outs after bases loaded. And Juan Santander will try and bring him home. Riley Cooper's first pitch. Gets a swing and miss out of Santander. It's nothing and one. Juan tonight has made some good contact. He put it all the way to the base of the wall back in the second inning on a fly out to right. He's 0-for-2 with a fly to right and one to left. The kick by Cooper and the 0-1. A fastball upstairs. Santander late getting to it. Nothing and two. And boy, would this be a big spot for Riley Cooper to tightrope out of. Bases loaded, nobody out. Now two gone and an 0-2 count on Santander. Gets the sign, fires home. And Santander takes a high fastball, 1-2 the count.
Runners can go on contact here. Santander can find a gap. One swing, you cut this lead in half.
The next pitch. Just got a piece, fouls it back into the screen. Santander 1-for-7 in the series. And the strikeouts have picked up for him a bit, just 160 in June. There's moments in the month, though, where you can just turn around all the unfavorable numbers. 1-2 coming. Up and outside, two balls and two strikes. Presented only a handful of these opportunities each month. Bases loaded spots, and Packers looking for somebody to capitalize here in the middle of the order. Strikeout and a pop out with the bases loaded. Santander gripping the bat, ready for the 2-2, scoots out of the way of an inside fastball. And now Riley Cooper has to come in the zone, otherwise the shutout bid comes to an end. Woodpeckers with a chance to get on the board. The runners will be on the move. 3-2 with two outs. The pitch coming home, and Santander tips it foul.
Showing some good fight. A lot of these pitches stay at outside to Santander. Cooper doesn't want him to pull anything. But we've seen the opposite field power from Juan Santander all season long. He nearly hit a home run to right field earlier in this game.
Good battle. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat to Santander from the lefty Riley Cooper. The kick, the offer. Line drive back up the middle, and it's out into left center field. Nunez sprints home. Right behind them coming home, Villarreal. They stop Gomez at third. Santander trying to get back to first base, and he's tagged out. Santander tried to stretch to second. He hit the brakes late, and a cutoff throw from the shortstop Hernandez going to first. Retires Santander and ends the inning. The Woodpeckers score twice to get this back to a 4-run game. 6-2 the score as we go to the top of the 7th next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup.
After 6, Woodpeckers 2, Shorebirds 6.
Proceed to party.
Fans, it's time for last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the 9th inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. It's time for another raffle winner. Let's go down to T. Bright, who has our winner's name. Take it away, T.
Winning a Nintendo Switch or two $50 gift cards for PlayStation, and the winner is, and when you win, I need you to make some noise, all right? Here we go. Lauren Teamblatter. Lauren Teamblatter. I hope I said that right. Listen, if that is you, go up to guest services to claim your prize. Miss Lauren Teamblatter. I hope I said that right. There you go. Back to you, Ray.
Siento que tengo el mundo entero en mis manos. Lo único que tengo mis palabras, mis dos granos. Yo no tengo amigos, tengo hermanos.
Fans, this Woodpeckers call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 30, Emil Carr, Chirinos.
Well, the Woodpeckers end the shutout on a two-run single from Juan Santander. Juan thrown out, though, trying to retreat back to the first base bag for the final out of the inning. We play the seventh, and Emil Carcherinos takes over out of the Woodpeckers bullpen to take you back through the action. Let's send it over to Colin.
All right, thank you, Chappie. Chirinos making his 18th appearance of the year. First pitch, chopped to third. Xavier Cassarella throw on the run to Santander. One pitch, one out for Chirinos in relief. Nudis Mordon grounds out to third for the second time tonight.
We do have a look at the play where Santander was thrown out trying to get back to first base. When we have a pause in the action, we can show that to you. See how close it was trying to get back to first.
In the meantime, Jake Cunningham coming up. He's 0 for 3 tonight. First pitch from Chirinos misses down and in. 4-2 record for Chirinos, a 3.74 earned run average, 21 and two-thirds innings, and one save on the year. Not a save situation tonight. Softly hit to second, Luciano makes it two down. Nice efficient start for Emil Carr in relief as he takes over for Ben Petschke. Ends up going 2 1/3 innings. Gives up 4 runs, but none of them were earned as it was an error by Alejandro Nunez that extended that 6th inning, and ultimately the Shorebirds struck for 4 runs.
Chance to take a look here.
Ended up being a pretty close play. You can see that tag was in time.
Right on the letters. And from another camera angle, we saw just how far Santander got. I mean, he almost got at least halfway through the baseline towards second base.
Sinking fly ball into left. Gomez charges in, has it. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Emil Carcherinos in the seventh. Delmarva down in order. Fayetteville got a pair last inning. We'll see if they can cut further into the 6-2 deficit they face from the Shorebirds. Stretch time at Segra.
Sing a little louder. I so it's root peckers. Say it loud. At the old atta boy peckers, atta boy.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Let's get loud, Pepper fans! Bop, bop, bop.
Good times never seem so good.
So good! So good!
I've been inclined.
Bop, bop, bop.
The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two.
Baby, leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 16, Xavier Cassarella.
Bottom of the seventh, Fayetteville trails the Delmarva Shorebirds 6-2. Xavier Cassarella faces Riley Cooper, the lefty, who misses outside for ball one. Cassarella 2 for 2 tonight, pair of singles. Woodpeckers going to make a comeback in the second half opener. Chopped foul by Cassarella. He'll be followed by Wander Luciano, then Will Bush. Cooper's 1-1. Gets a swing and a miss there from X. Riley Cooper making his first appearance of this six-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds. Began his professional career back in 2021. Started his college career in 2021 at U of A. Played the Pac-12 at Arizona to start, then 2 years at LSU. Pitch misses outside. He was taken in the 13th round of last year's draft. One of several pitchers taken in the national champion Tigers. 2-2 is fouled straight back. Attended high school at Clovis North in Clovis, California. 22 years of age. 3-1 record, a 2.93 earned run average with the Shorebirds. Across 43 innings coming into tonight. 2-2 to Cassarella. He skies it down the right field line. It'll fade out of play. Another great Friday night crowd here on the summer solstice. Sun has set, though, past the 9 o'clock hour on the East Coast, but if you look off towards the west, you still see some splotches of orange in the sky. Good take from Cassarella, full count.
Yeah, long day.
Cooper's 3-2. Breaking ball, Cassarella stays alive again. Was a laborious sixth inning for Cooper. He's over 30 pitches now. Infield playing back for the Shorebirds. Cassarella gets underneath one, lifts it to right center. Cunningham coming over, so is the center fielder Valdez, and it's Valdez who comes away with it for the first out. Cunningham ended up going behind the speedy center fielder at the very last moment. So here's Wander Luciano. You might be happy to see there's nobody on base for this at-bat because he is grounded into a pair of double plays tonight. Takes a fastball outside, ball one. Taking a look around the rest of the Carolina League on this second opening day of 2024 as the second half gets underway. Everyone at nothing and nothing entering tonight. Luciano takes fastball outside part of the plate. Down in Charleston, the second half champs from last year in the South Division, the River Dogs have themselves a 3-0 lead. That game has actually just gone into a weather delay. 3-0 they lead over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Fastball outside corner, strike two. Bottom seven up in Virginia, the Salem Red Sox double digits in the second half opener. 10-2 lead on Augusta. Pitch outside 2-2. Low scoring game in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Fred Nats 1, the Down East Wood Ducks nothing. Pitch away again, and Luciano able to fill the count. One run game. Out in Kannapolis, North Carolina, the Cannonballers lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 3-2. Pitch number 40 from Cooper is a 3-2, and it is popped up. We'll stay on the infield. Steven Acevedo, now it's the second baseman, Estrada. A couple of miscommunications from the Shorebirds in the seventh inning, but they get the outs both times. Two up, two down for Cooper. Will Bush will look to keep the inning alive. And lastly, in the Carolinas, the North Division first half champs, Carolina Mudcats, picking up right where they left off. 6-1, they lead at Segra Park in Columbia, South Carolina, against the Fireflies. A game in the bottom of the seventh. One ball, no strikes on Bush. 0-for-1 with a walk so far tonight. Lefty against lefty, Bush hits it sharply. A diving stop by the second baseman, Estrada, going back to cover the bag, but unable to come up with it. Acevedo And after all that, Bush will be aboard. We'll see how they score it. Likely to be a single, however, because Acevedo was well off the bag. A heck of an effort by Aaron Estrada, but it's all for naught.
Yeah, Acevedo had to make a lunge at it. Estrada made an incredible diving grab off a short hop. But Acevedo tried to find his footing near the bag, figure out how he could get there, and also track a throw coming in all at the same time.
The inning extends to the top of the order. Alejandro Nunez has reached base twice tonight, falls behind nothing in one. Single in the first, flew out in the third, reached via the error in the sixth, came around to score on the two-run single from Santander. Same spot, same result, 0-2, Cooper ahead. A quick update out at Minute Maid Park. It is 2-2 between the Orioles and the Astros as the big league affiliates duke it out as well. Fastball buzzes the tower of Nunez. Jake Bloss making that major league debut tonight. He's through three innings, has given up a pair of runs on six hits, one walk, and he did pick up his first major league strikeout. There's another look at Bush.
Collision.
Narrowly got by there. Pitch up high, and again, Cooper needing to throw some extra pitches to try and get Nunez out. It is 2-2 after he was ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Short lead for Bush. Breaking ball and a late decision to swing on a pitch inside, and Nunez is down on strike. Second strikeout for Riley Cooper. He's through two innings in relief, and we'll get this ball game into the eighth inning. Delmarva 6, Fayetteville 2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Time for T-shirts. Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. Let's get loud. Make some noise.
Catch all the action this week at Sagra Stadium as your Fayetteville Woodpeckers take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Friday is video game night and post-game fireworks presented by Q98. On Saturday, it's Marvel Superhero Night with Miles Morales bobblehead giveaway. Sunday is public safety night with all fans receiving a free sub-coupon courtesy of Jersey Mike's.
Yum, yum.
It's also Sunday Fun Day where kids run the bases presented by Magic 106.9. Go to Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Seven innings have come and gone on this Friday night in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The Woodpeckers trail the Delmarva Shorebirds 6-2 in the second half opener. Ilcar Chirinos back on the mound, and back on the play-by-play is Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Ilcar set down the side quickly in the seventh. Pair of groundouts and a flyout. Shorebirds went down in order. And now the 7-9, beginning with Kevin Guerrero. Chirinos working exclusively as a reliever this season, and out of the stretch brings home a fastball fouled straight back. It's nothing and one. You know, Woodpeckers have put a lot of balls in play tonight. They have six hits to show for it. A number that stands out, just three strikeouts over seven innings as a lineup. But situationally today, they've got a combined 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Might have had a chance to grab a couple more runs in the sixth inning, but Juan Santander ultimately caught trying to retreat back to first base for the final out of the inning after his two-run single. Kevin Guerrero on a 1-1 count. Chirinos fires and misses up and outside. It's 2-1. Game number one of the first of the second half, that is. So everybody at the end of tonight will either be 1-0 or 0-1. The 2-1 coming home. And a ground ball hit sharply towards the middle. Nunez ranging to his left, scoops to his left, throws to first, and gets Guerrero by a couple of steps. Been a pretty busy day over at shortstop for Alejandro Nunez today. That'll go as his fourth infield assist of this one. And Emil Carcherinos has retired four in a row out of the pen. Now Michael Hernandez from the eighth spot. He's reached twice on errors. On one, a bobble from Luciano at second base. Another, a throwing error by Luciano in the sixth. And that was a critical part of this game as Hernandez swings through the fastball. The E6 throwing error extended the sixth inning. And Delmarva would go on to score four runs with two outs. And that's the difference right now in a 6-2 Delmarva game. 0-1 pitch hits straight back into the screen, and it's nothing and two. Good velo coming in from a mule car today, 95 miles an hour, ramping up with the fastball. He throws harder and exclusively a reliever role this year. He was around 92-93 as a starter last season. The set, the sign by Bush, and the 0-2 coming. Tipped foul just out of Bush's glove, and it will remain nothing and two. Shorebirds with six runs coming on six hits. The four runs that did score in the sixth inning did not do any damage to Ben Petschke's ERA, all unearned. And the ERA stays at 6.83 on the year for Ben. An 0-2 once again. Down and outside, and a backhanded pick by Bush. One ball and two strikes, the count on Hernandez. Big league debut continuing tonight for Jake Bloss out in Houston. He got through two scoreless innings, gave up a pair of runs in the top of the third. And that game's currently tied 2-2 going to the top of the fourth inning. Pair of earned runs and six hits allowed by Jake Bloss, but clean start to his day. Fastball misses high. Two balls and two strikes on Michael Hernandez with one out. Bases empty. We're in the top of the eighth. Jose Altuve had an RBI double in that game. Houston led 2-0 quickly before Baltimore equalized it. And Joey Loperfido made a spectacular catch in that game that you have to check out on social media. Emil Carcherinos gets a called strike three on Hernandez. A slider right to the outside part, beautifully located. First strikeout for Emil Car, out number five of his day. Five up, five down from the pen. Now Luis Valdez in the nine spot.
Great to see Joey back with the big league club. Provides so much defensive versatility. Stick him in the outfield. He's played first base as well. Plenty of options that the Astros could use him in. The Woodpecker certainly did that during his time here in Fayetteville.
No doubt Loperfido is going to end up on SportsCenter top 10 tonight. Keep an eye out on that one. Curveball misses up and outside. 1-0 on Valdez. Bloss has picked up a couple of quick outs in the fourth inning, so he's through 3 2/3, six hits, two earned runs, a walk, and a pair of strikeouts. Picked up his first big league strikeout in his first inning. The 1-0 coming home. Valdez tips it foul right behind the plate. One ball and one strike on Delmarva's most productive hitter tonight. An RBI triple, a run scored. He added a ground rule double that hopped into the left field bullpen in the fourth inning. He's been aboard all three plate appearances from the nine spot. Most total bases in a game so far this year for Valdez, five, playing in his eighth game since being added to the roster. One and one with two outs. Base is empty in the Delmarva eighth inning. Shorebirds out in front, 6-2. And Chirinos fires. Line drive, hit towards short. Couple of low skims for Nunez. Scoops it up, sets his feet, throws to first. And retires the speedy Valdez by a step to end another 1-2-3 inning. Emil Carcherinos with two perfect relief frames. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Fayetteville with six outs to play with. Down 6-2 on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Valley Live, and MILB.TV.
On to T. Bright, who has our winner's names. Take it away, T.
All right, this is our final winner for tonight, all right? A Nintendo Switch or two $50 gift cards for PlayStation. And the winner is... David McAndrews. David, I don't think that's him. David McAndrews. If that is you, go to Guest Services and get your prize. David McAndrews. Congratulations.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 22, Hansel Villarroel.
2-3-4 of the Fayetteville lineup here in the bottom of the eighth. Woodpeckers trail 6-2 to the Shorebirds. Riley Cooper is back out for another inning of work. The lefty misses low to Villarroel, and it's a ball and no strikes. Villarroel, three straight games to start his Woodpeckers career with at least a hit. Has a chance to make it three straight multi-hit games if he can connect for one here. Added a little bit of juice, though, to the heart of the lineup. Now five for 11 for his first three single-A games. Next pitch, taking the entire way. It's up and outside, a four-pitch walk to Villarroel. Leadoff man aboard for the Woodpeckers to start the eighth inning. It will bring up Kenny Gomez.
Never for a second has Hansel Villarroel looked overmatched at the plate since he's gotten called up to Fayetteville. This looks like it's another FCL game for him. The approach has been immaculate. Certainly a guy who's been looking forward to this moment, and he has risen to the occasion.
Now a walk and two strikeouts for Riley Cooper. And it's Kenny Gomez in the left side taking strike one. Left on left matchup. Cooper working quick. Here's a lazy fly ball pulled along the right field line. Cunningham sprints over, jogs underneath, makes the grab. And Villarroel holding it first on the Gomez flyout. He falls to 0 for 2. And here comes Neomar Ochoa. Ochoa, the centerpiece of one of tonight's controversial at-bats, a line drive that he pulled down the left field line in the sixth was just barely, by a fraction of an inch, a fingernail called foul. It came with the bases loaded, would have brought home multiple runs. And ultimately the Woodpeckers saw Ochoa strike out. They did end up bringing home two runs in that inning, but that was a critical call in tonight's game. Ochoa cuts through the 0-1, and he's quickly in an 0-2 hole.
And the thing is, that would have been with no outs, so yeah. There would have been no end in sight for Cooper and the Shorebirds. Instead, a fraction of an inch foul, and only end up getting two out of it.
0-2, and Ochoa fights it off, sends it over the right field fencing, or pardon me, the right side roofing. And it's nothing and two still on Neomar.
It's probably a good thing there's no challenge system, because that camera wouldn't have really helped much because it was that close.
Seven RBIs over the first two games of this series for Neomar. He swings and misses here, strikes out for a third time on a Riley Cooper changeup. So he goes to 0 for 4. Ochoa drops to 6 for 17 in the series after his blazing hot Tuesday and Wednesday. And here is Cesar Hernandez, 0 for 3, with a couple of pop-outs and a ground out to second. He squares to bunt with two outs, pulls back, and the pitch right at the top of the zone called strike one. Cooper does not throw exceptionally hard, but he locates well. And pretty much everything he brings to the plate has some form of movement. Here's a sweeping slider way outside of the zone. Hernandez flails at it, goes down nothing and two. Cooper's pitch mix that he's offering up the Woodpeckers, pretty simple, fastball, slider, changeup, but good command of all three pitches. Trying to put up another scoreless inning. A tip foul, and it pops out of Don's glove. Couldn't squeeze it to complete the strikeout. We'll stay where it is, nothing and two on Cesar Hernandez. Cooper now at exactly 60 pitches. The 0-2 again, and a pop-up in between home plate and the mound. Cooper tells Acevedo to come over. First baseman makes the catch to the left of the hill. Hernandez pops out for a third time, and the Woodpeckers unable to do anything after the leadoff walk. We played eight innings tonight at Segra Stadium. It's the Shorebirds 6 and the Woodpeckers 2.
David McAndrews, please head to guest services.
It's time for the Capital One Wallet Shuffle. Let's go down to T. Bright, who's with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, I'm down here with E, so you know what we're doing?
I know what we're doing.
Okay, she knows what we're doing. Three wallets, one card. You got this, okay? Guess which wallet the card is in. She says she's pretty good at this, so here we go. All right, so we start off in wallet two, and it's going to shuffle. All right, guys, what do you think it is? Is it one, two, or three? Which one?
Three.
She's going with three. The crowd is behind her, and she's right. Yes, E, way to go. It's wallet number three. MLB.com is the website, /Capital One, and you can get all of the benefits, too. What's in your wallet, Ray?
Nothing. I have nothing in my wallet.
Fans, make sure you stick around following the final out for tonight's post-game fireworks show. Fans, if you are sitting in the outfield, we ask that you begin clearing that area now.
Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Amilcar Chirinos.
Just on the night, like the 4th of July.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Shorebirds, the left fielder, number 18, Tomas Sosa.
Into the final inning on this Friday night, we have a pitch clock violation against Tomas Sosa before he sees the first pitch from Amilcar Chirinos. Wasn't set and ready by the 8-second mark, and an automatic strike ruled on Sosa. Chirinos holding the game where it's at. 6-2 Shorebirds. He's retired six straight batters out of the bullpen, out for his third inning of relief work, and spins a curve into the zone for strike one. Really good stuff tonight from Amilcar behind Ben Petschke. Petschke pitched a 2 1/3, and Treadwell, the starter, was lifted in the fourth inning. He went 3 2/3 in the start tonight. Here's a grounder pulled sharply towards second. Luciano has a get out of his range and roll out into right center field for a leadoff single. Three-hit day for Tomas Sosa in the leadoff spot. Now 3 for 5, and Woodpeckers will have to contend with his speed. 18 stolen bases on the year to start the night. Now it's Aaron Estrada. Estrada 1 for 4, 2-run single in the sixth inning, where the Shorebirds brought 4 unearned runs home against Petschke. First pitch to Estrada, and he's late getting to a fastball at 93. Nothing and one the count. Delmarva with 6 runs on 7 hits, 1 fielding error. The Woodpeckers 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 defensive mistakes. Chirinos peers over the shoulder, throws the 0-1. Sosa moving on the pitch. It's swung at and fouled. 0-2 count on Estrada, and Sosa will head back to first. In the South Atlantic League tonight, the Asheville Tourists fall. Double check that.
Yeah, they got the win, I think.
Friday, June 21st, the Asheville Tourists do win 11-3 over the Winston-Salem Dash at home. A fly ball golfed out into center. Hernandez sprints forward, drifts over to his right, makes the two-handed grab at the chest, and that's out number one.
Not to steal your thunder, Chappie, but great performance on the mound for both Trey Dombrowski, who went five innings, got the win, and Carlos Calderon, four innings of one-run ball, picked up the save, his first of the year.
They're on the same calendar as us. The Asheville Tourists go to 1-0 in the second half of play. The record's resetting. They play 132 in their league, just like we do. Anderson De Los Santos now. Big gap on the right side. Luciano pressed over towards the middle. The pitch misses high. And 1-0 to start De Los Santos. But 11 runs on 12 total hits. Asheville scored six runs in the fourth, four more in the sixth. So it was a pair of big rallies today that got them the victory. John Garcia, a two-home run game. He's went 2-for-3. Luis Baez hit a home run. He doubled as well, drove in three runs.
The catching depth being an issue up at the big league level, I think this might be the perfect opportunity to give Garcia the bump to double A.
Up to 310 on the year in high A with a 924 OPS. Runner going to second. Sosa moving again. The pitch is high. Bush's throw down. One hops into Luciano's glove. He can't drop a tag. And Sosa's in there with his second stolen base of the night, 19th of the season.
It's really great to see John Garcia flourish, though, at the high A level. He had stretches here in Fayetteville. Never really put together a full, complete season, but you knew he was a high-potential player. He had the first-ever five-double game, apparently, in pro baseball history. And not just that, everything has been going well for him at the plate. He's been a massive success story within the Astros system, being a late-round draft pick, too.
Two balls and a strike. Runner going to third. Sosa keeps on moving. The pitch fouled back and out of play. Tomas Sosa trying to make it as easy as possible for his guys in the heart of the order to bring him home, add some insurance. The Birds up top, 6-2 in the top of the ninth. Double-A Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks promoting Jake Bloss to make his big league debut tonight. They lead 3-2 at the end of four. At home against the Cardinals affiliate, the Springfield Cardinals. Offensively for the Hooks, a two-hit game out of Zach DiZenzo. That's been the big addition to their lineup over the last week. DiZenzo starting the season on the IL, but worked through a rehab assignment. Now is the Hooks' cleanup hitter and starting third baseman. The 2-2 from Chirinos to De Los Santos misses high. Three balls and two strikes.
Another extra base hit for Bryce Matthews as well. Has a double up to 333 and 956 OPS in double-A.
And some big-time prospects at the heart of that Hooks order. Matthews batting second. Jacob Melton, the number one prospect, third. And then DiZenzo, a quick riser out of Ohio State. 3-2 payoff pitch. Is in there for strike three right at the top of the zone. And Emil Carcherino sets down De Los Santos for out number two.
Well located by Emil Car. It's the off speed. Might have had De Los Santos thinking fastball because he had no intentions of swinging at it. Thought it might have been a little bit high, but it did clip the top of the zone.
Both of Chirinos' strikeouts tonight have been called strike three. They got him looking. A Nudis Mordan now from the cleanup spot. Mordan twists the hip, steps into a slider, and it's just outside. Ball one. Miguel Uyola got the start for the Hooks. He's just been pulled from the game. Walked three over four innings. Did strike out seven. The 1-0 on the way. Up high. Another slider missed, and it's two balls and no strikes. And the AAA Sugarland Space Cowboys, first half champions in the Pacific Coast League. They celebrated earlier this week. They're on the road in El Paso. 2-0 to score in the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 pitch. And Mordan cuts underneath a high breaking ball.
Second home run of the year for Gray Kessinger in the second inning. Got a chance to make his debut last season with the Astros.
Sugar Land can keep this up. They have a chance to, here sometime in the next week, have twice as many wins as they do losses. 47-25, their record coming into tonight. Torinos gets a called strike two. 93-mile-per-hour fastball right down Hay Street. Levels the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes with 2 outs in the top of the ninth. Shorebirds leading 6-2. Sosa stealing second. He leads off of second base. Nobody holding him on. And Torinos will step off, look the runner back.
Yeah, Kessinger, by the way, hitting 342 in Sugar Land this year. So with the amount of injuries the Woodpeckers have had, it's mostly on the pitching side, but they have plenty of depth at the position player spots as well.
Yeah, Quincy Hamilton, Shea Whitcomb, Will Wagner, all former Woodpeckers. 2-2 pitch to Mordaunt. He pops it up. This is trouble, though. Shallow along the right field line. Long run over for Ochoa. It lands off to the side of him and hops over the sidewall. It's into the four tops and will bring the run home. Play is dead. A ground rule double for Anudis Mordaunt just barely tucks its way inside the shallow right field line. And Sosa coming home makes it 7-2 Shorebirds.
It's got to feel good from Shore for Mordaunt. He hasn't really had a whole lot to speak of in this series so far, and well, wasn't hit all that well. Skied into right field, normal positioning for the outfield, and that's a routine catch for Ochoa, but they're playing the pull side. Good effort by Neomar to get over there, but just needed another second to get underneath it. Mordaunt, though, will take that. Ends up driving in a run.
No doubt. Ochoa's a little winded. He covered more ground than I thought he'd be able to on that play. He got within a step of being able to catch that ball. Now on the first pitch to Jake Cunningham. He serves a line drive out into center. Hernandez comes up firing back to the infield. It's cut off by Nunez, and the run comes home. Mordaunt scores from second. And back-to-back two-out hits have put the Shorebirds back up by a game-high six-run lead, 8-2 in the top of the ninth. So Cunningham puts an end to his hitless day as well with the RBI single. Goes to 1-for-5. Goes his RBI a number 6 on the year for the Charlotte native. And Will Bush will head out to the mound to try and calm down Torinos a little bit and focus him in to get this final out of the ninth inning. Steven Acevedo awaiting at the plate. Colin, you said at the big league level you were tracking some of the action in Houston, and Jake Bloss has departed the game.
Yep. Chandler Rome, the one reporting this when it happened, but exited his major league debut with a trainer, threw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and Espada immediately came out of the dugout with a trainer, got 11 outs, but Sean Dubin taking over for him.
Okay, yeah. Loss was around 93-94 for most of the night. Here's another soft fly ball right field. Ochoa sprinting in, and he's able to leg this one down. Makes the striding grab and shallow right to retire Acevedo and end the top of the ninth. But Delmarva strikes for two with 2 outs. They get back up by 6. It's 8-2 as we go bottom nine on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Speed pitch winner is Patrick Guest with a speed of 71 miles per hour. Congratulations, Patrick. Go to Guest Services to claim your prize.
Woodford's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 17, Harif Frears. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. We need you to get loud. We need you to make some noise.
Delmarva turns to the bullpen one last time here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They hold an 8-2 lead, scoring twice more in the top of the ninth. Juan Santander leads off against right-hander Harif Frias in behind the lefty Riley Cooper. Frias whips home a low slider, and it's 1-0 on Santander. Santander broke up the shutout bid in the sixth with a two-run single. And that's been all the offense tonight. 8-2 the score. Shorebirds out hitting the Woodpeckers 9-6. Here in game one of the second half, so the Woodpeckers in danger of dropping to 0-1 to start the second half of play. Good news is you're only one game out of first place still here in the early going. Records reset. We have a meeting on the mound. Mordaunt going to go out there and iron out the signs with Frias.
Just saying, they won the opener start this year, ended up finishing tied for third in the division, so maybe a setback early on yield opposite results. I have nothing to base that off of, but wishful thinking.
Try and buck the trend of last half. 1-3 record for Frias on the year, 7.43 ERA over 17 games on the season for the Shorebirds. 19 earned runs allowed over 23 innings, 16 walks and 19 strikeouts. Here's a pitch called a strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-0 on Santander. Pardon me, 2-1 the count on Santander. Xavier Casarella and then Wander Luciano, 7-8, scheduled to bat in this inning as well. The 2-1. Santander with a bouncer, left side. Third baseman De Los Santos cuts in front of his shortstop, throws across the diamond, and gets Santander for out number one. Make sure to stick around immediately following the conclusion of tonight's game. We will have some post-game coverage for you on the radio side. Meanwhile, the fans sticking around on this Friday night, they'll get to enjoy a Fireworks Friday show, and then we'll have an additional post-game wrap-up for you on MILB.TV. So two post-game shows for the price of one tonight, one on radio, one on MILB.TV. Xavier Casarella stands in, first pitch coming, and a slider knee-high called strike one. Frias has pitched at three different levels of the Orioles system, Dominican Summer League, Florida Complex League, and also the Carolina League. Third-year ball player, signed internationally, Frias out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic in 2019. So had to wait a while until he made his pro debut. All of 19, canceled 2020 season, didn't pitch in 21. And appeared in the DSL for the first time in 2022. After a foul ball, Casarella ready for an 0-2 pitch. Here it is. And he strikes out on three pitches. High fastball gets him. And the Woodpeckers, who have not struck out a lot tonight, only five times across the 8 2/3, are down to their final out. It comes down to Wander Luciano. Base is empty in the first pitch to Luciano, misses inside. You know, Frias, he was really good in the Dominican Summer League in 2022. He had a 2.01 ERA. That was over 15 games. Struggled a bit in the FCL last year, 19 earned runs over 31 innings. And the ERA's creeped up a little higher here at the full season level. So trying to get back to some of that early career run prevention that he showcased in the Dominican Summer League.
A good velo on that fastball, that one at 95.
And he has a very whip motion, kind of comes at you from a sidearm angle. The 1-1 set and pitch. Low and inside. Two balls and one strike. That curls the hand as well, hides the release point well, and be tough for any hitter to pick up. Two-one pitch. Luciano takes a big swing, but comes up empty on a breaking ball. It's 2-2, and the Woodpeckers are down to their final strike.
Look at the slider there, 10-mile-an-hour difference. Very tough adjustment in the box.
One more strike, and Delmarva will even up this series going into Saturday night. Target set high and away. The 2-2 coming home. Just missed a little low. Luciano trying to put an end to a hitless day. Final chance for the Woodpeckers. Pair of double play balls today and a pop out. Combined 0 for 3. Woodpeckers with just one hit over these last few innings. Luciano takes outside, draws ball 4, finds a way to get aboard for the first time tonight. And the ninth inning extends for Will Bush. Bush coming off his first multi-hit game in June yesterday. And he'll have a chance to pick up multiple hits tonight after all. He singled in the seventh. That's the most recent hit the Woodpeckers have against the Delmarva bullpen. Bush standing in the left side ready. Takes low and in. And finding a way to be a run producer. Wherever Ricky has him in the lineup, he's driven in a run, Will Bush, in 4 of his last 5 games coming in. Tonight a walk, a pop out, and a single, all part of a 1-for-2 day. Here's the set in the 1-0. Bush takes a wraparound slider. Called the strike. Right off the outside edge to the lefty, and it's 1-1. Frias has converted a couple of saves this year for the Shorebirds as well. 2-for-3 in save chances, but just has to get the final 3 outs here in a 6-run game. Pitch down to the dirt, kicks over Mordan, goes to the screen, and Luciano strolls down to second base on the wild pitch. First one all game for the Shorebirds. They've done a good job of keeping the Woodpeckers off of scoring position. Really, aside from that sixth inning, the Woodpeckers put a runner on second base for the first time since that sixth. 2-1, low and in. 3 balls and a strike. Chance to get Alejandro Nunez to the plate. Back up to the top of the order if the inning goes further. Bush trying to get on for the third time in 4 plate appearances in this one. The 3-1 coming. Bush takes a hack, tips it foul to the backstop, and the count fills. Once again, the Woodpeckers are down to their final strike.
Good job here making Frias work for it, though. Get another runner on. Get back to the top of the order.
Three-two with 2 outs, the pitch coming. And Bush spoils it away off to the left and out of play. Like the result likely going to hold tonight. Fayetteville going to end up on the wrong side of this thing. Columbia fell today in the South, though. Kannapolis, the first half champs, grab a win. Charleston and Lynchburg, they got postponed today due to wet grounds at the Joe, so they didn't end up playing. Bush strikes out swinging, a fastball, and that's the ball game. Woodpeckers strand a runner in the ninth. And run able to score tonight outside of the 2-run sixth inning. Delmarva adds a couple of insurance runs late. And they have equaled this series at 2 games apiece going to Saturday with an 8-2 victory. Fayetteville falls to 0-1 in the new half. The second half of play, Delmarva will remain at the top of the North going into tomorrow. 1-0, their second half record. Thanks for being with us tonight. A reminder that postgame coverage is coming up. We'll have 2 different postgame shows for you, a radio version during the fireworks show, and we'll wrap it up for a second time on MILB.TV immediately following the fireworks. 8-2, Delmarva grabs game 4 of this series. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network postgame show around the corner. Trigger warning.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth, the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth, for the final time on the radio side tonight. Woodpeckers Radio Network postgame show. We'll have a wrap-up for you on the MILB.TV stream as well, immediately following tonight's Friday night fireworks show. The Woodpeckers fall tonight by an 8-2 final to the Delmarva Shorebirds. They were able to grab two runs in the bottom of the sixth, but that was all on a two-run single from Juan Santander. Delmarva led wire to wire after scoring a pair of runs in the first and the second inning. A solo home run from Tomas Sosa in just the second pitch of the game ultimately gave Delmarva the lead for the rest of the night. Treadwell would surrender one more run in the second, ultimately suffers the loss tonight, 1-6, his new record after he falls in this one. Fayetteville inched within four runs, Delmarva up by six after a two-run top of the ninth, and they ultimately even this series. Two games apiece going into tomorrow, Saturday night baseball with the upper hand in the series on the line. Delmarva eight runs on nine total hits, one fielding error. Fayetteville two runs on six hits and two errors. Couldn't muster much against the Delmarva bullpen over the final three innings of the game. The lone hit was Will Bush in the final three innings, a single in the seventh. Bush struck out in the ninth for the final out of the game, stranding Wander Luciano down at second base. So Delmarva goes to 1-0 in the North Division to start the second half. The Woodpeckers fall to 0-1 and will try and bounce back to .500 come tomorrow. Final time of game in this one, 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a Friday night crowd of 4,080. So with that, we turn the page to tomorrow night. The Woodpeckers, same time, same place, score off against Delmarva at 7.05 p.m. and will send right-hander Yariel Santos to the mound. He's been one of the Woodpeckers' best pitchers in June. He's 3-3 on the year with a 3.04 ERA. Projected to go for Delmarva, right-hander Braxton Bragg, 2-2 with a 3.86 ERA. Braxton Bragg, an eighth-round pick out of Kansas City, Missouri, during last year's 2023 Big League Draft. Again, first pitch at 7:05. Colin and I will be on the airwaves with you 10 minutes prior. We'll also have a pregame show down on the field at 6:35 if you're here at Segra Stadium for the Saturday night action. Thanks again for joining us tonight on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. We say so long on the radio side, and we'll have another wrap-up for you on MILB.TV immediately following tonight's fireworks show. Final score, 8-2 Delmarva here in Game 4 of the series. It's all level going into tomorrow night. Thanks again for being with us tonight, everybody. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman signing off, and we'll see you in a moment on MILB.TV as well. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.